morning.
Hello.
Are you coming? Am I coming in clear? Mic check, mic check, mic check.
Sound okay. A little tinny, but
A little titty?
it
Is that
sounds
a
like
new word?
little titties.
A little titties?
You sound like you have little titties.
I got bigger titties. So I
Good.
don't want to sound like I have little titties.
Yeah. How do I sound?
You sound
Big tit
fine.
do I sound big titties or little titties
You sound little titties.
today?
You sound like a pierced nipple.
Wow.
Yeah. There you
Hello and
go.
welcome to Titty Talk.
That's right.
We are your hosts.
I'm Bill Bomer.
I am Michael Titty Twister Myers.
That's right. So, what have you been up to, man? You've been like away for weeks.
You've been away for weeks. We've had a couple off weeks where either of us had things going on.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it was last time. I think I had a family, two of my nieces, a niece and a nephew both graduated from grade school. So that
Oh.
party going on to high school, which is
Happy graduation kind of thing.
yeah, which is it's always a weird thing to me as old as I am, seeing nieces and nephews go into high school, because I remember when I was in high school and I remember how old I seemed in high school.
You seemed old in high school.
I felt old in high school. Like when you hit high school, you feel like you're like, the shit,
I felt like I was a punk.
Like you were a ne'er-do-well. So it's always interesting to me
Yeah.
entering high school. High school.
There wasn't graduations for younger things when I was a kid. There was a weird one for like kindergarten, and then you went grades 1 through 5, and there was nothing. Yeah, you moved on to middle school, and that was like 6 through 8. And then we moved to high school.
Yeah. And my high school was through 8th grade, so I never had the middle school experience.
Yeah, but there was like no celebration. There was no cap and gown kind of thing.
Yeah, no one cares.
Now you got to celebrate it every time they get past a hurdle.
Every year, yeah. Well, 'cause it's amazing, 'cause kids are so stupid these days. It's amazing when they
God
pass
damn,
a
they need a
grade.
little reward for every fucking thing they do.
I think they all get trophies too for their
That's
achievements.
ridiculous. When we were kids, there were winners and there were losers. There was nothing else. There was no second place.
No such thing as second place,
Yeah,
kid.
you'd cry. That's all you'd have to do. You'd have to cry it out.
Yep, you win or you lose.
That's like life.
That's right. Some win, some lose.
Yeah, that's right. Life is a bowl of cherries. You never know if you're going to get a seed.
That's right. Life is a mystery. Mystery. I don't know the next line.
Mystery. That was like a comic book character, I think.
Mystery.
Oh, Mr. E. That's a DC character. Mr. E.
Yep, there's Mr. E, and then one of my favorites, Miss Tree.
Oh, that's right. That one I never got until like recently. Because that was like Maxwell and Collins, right?
Yeah, and Maxwell and Collins and
I did not know that
Mystery.
until like 5, 6 years ago. I was like, I didn't get the play on words. Do
Oh,
you
the
know what I
mystery.
mean? I was like, Miss Tree. Okay, that's Miss Tree. But I never would like put it to two and two together and say, oh, mystery. What a
Yeah, that would have come into
dumbass.
your radar because it was published by DC for a short time there.
Yeah, I have those. They were like quarterlies.
Yeah, they're the thicker or the
Yeah, the thick things.
prestige format. That's what I started reading them.
I'm a DC fanatic, so I
You
get
are?
shit,
You
yeah.
should do a DC podcast or something.
I should. should call it DC Noise.
You should have a DC podcast where you actually talk about DC comics.
We did talk about comics last night, but then Keith fell asleep. So if we're not talking about farts, he's unconscious.
Yeah, he can't maintain.
He can't maintain.
Get too far outside his comfort zone.
Yeah. If you're not smelling something, it's just not up his alley. Why the fuck do I always get Viagra ads when I'm talking to you? Jesus Christ. I never get this with, like, anybody else.
I swear they like, listen into your conversations and say, oh, he likes to talk about boobies and penises.
Oh.
He's a horny emmer effort.
Either that or Bill's giving you a limp dick, so you better order these. God damn.
Oh, this sounds like one of those sex calls.
Yeah.
I don't even see Ed. Oh, yeah, there was one on the side. I don't know. I don't remember what it was. I don't think I get the Viagras.
I don't usually get them. I usually see pictures of who I'm talking to and maybe some weird ad for something. But with you, it's always some kind of sex pill.
I'm tearing up. I'm 100.
You're honored. You're honored that you make me limp and they think I need a pill to get me motivated again.
I get one, some kind of donation thing. They want me to donate.
So did you make it through any of these Boundless books?
Yeah. I think one of them.
The only one I didn't read, and I think you might have read it a long time ago, was Web Witch.
Oh, yeah, Web Witch. Or Web Widow.
Mm-hmm.
Or, yeah, Web Witch. Yeah, I did read Web Witch. Yeah, that was the first one that came out.
Yeah. You might have talked about it earlier, right? Did you read that one right away or just now?
No, I read that one right away. Yeah, okay. I talked about that on a prior show. From
That's what
I remember,
I thought.
I liked the first story more than the backup.
Well, you know what these are? It took me a long time to realize what these are. The first few pages, which are like 20 so pages, you know, 22 pages like a regular comic, they're like new material.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other stuff is reprint material from the Avatar label.
Yeah, it's like, I know. Well, one of them actually like lists it as such. I don't think the rest of them did.
No, they don't. And I didn't notice it because the inner credits are kind of weird. It's like they list it and then they have the creators. Like I just read Belladonna. I don't know if you read that one. That was like
I did read that one.
Number zero. That one was by Brian Polito, and that was one of his properties that he lost, because the only one character that Polito was able to maintain during his bankruptcy was Lady Death. He lost Evil Ernie, he lost Belladonna, he lost all those other characters. So that might be why he decided to not print Lady Death underneath this. It started off as Boundless, but then it moved to Coffin Comics. And could be why, you know, he wanted to do his own thing instead of be bounded by a company that was using his properties.
They bought him, right?
Yep, he lost them. I mean, it's not like it was he lost them financially.
Yeah, so I'm looking at the Belladonna credits, and I noticed that it says story Brian Polito. That's probably just that giving him credit for the concept.
No, that's the second story.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, this.
Oh, because they're listing the no.
Yeah,
oh, yeah
Mike Costa.
Right.
Mike Costa's right. On the first. It's weird how they release it.
You're right. But then in the... See, I liked how they did it in the Ravening or Ravening or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Because in the Ravening, they actually have, like, they tell you, like, the first story, they give the credits, and the second one, they say, Ravening number one, 1997, page 23 through 42.
Yeah.
So they actually tell you, like, that it's the old issue.
Yeah, that's what I like it, because they're being a little more honest. The other ones you kind of don't know. But like Avatar published these things around 2004, 2005.
Or 97 in that, in case of.
Yeah, in case of that one. But Belladonna was 2004, 2005. I agree, the first story is always better to me than the second, but it's more modern take on
Right,
it.
it's written to modern comic tastes or
And I
conventions.
also think, honestly, that the first story is a lot more sexual than the second.
Oh yeah, they took a story that already had like a little bit of like R-rated, I'd say, nudity and stuff, and just like crank that dial up
They crank the dial up to
to about an eight.
NC-17 or just like an X. Not triple X, I would say, but an X.
Yeah, just an X.
Some of them might go into that triple X because there's like dick and vagina all over the place.
I guess. What is the f There's a fine line between
Well, in Belladonna, we have another woman here. Her name is Helga. She has a necklace of cock.
Yeah, I thought she was a crossed at first.
So you probably enjoyed that. You're like, hey, there's a necklace of cock.
Know, I was comfortable. I said, this must be an Avatar book.
Yeah,
Cock necklace. What's that?
there's a. This woman here is like with a bunch of other women. They're kind of like Amazons, I guess, in the Viking period.
Right.
And they're getting attacked by this one evil leader who has like a this is the funny part of Belladonna, at least the part that made me chuckle a little bit, is she's like a witch, but she's naked all the time. Like she's naked. Matter of
Yes, she's a
fact,
naked witch.
a 14-year-old boy comes up. And he's like looking at her naked, and he like doesn't even know what to do except wet his pants. Like he's just wets his pants.
Pisses his pants.
Yeah. And they're getting defeated left and right by Belladonna because she's like she could take on like 10 men at any given time, and then she trains her warriors, and they're like
They're awesome
Valkyries.
killers, yeah.
They're awesome killers. So she's using magic. And she's coming up with this one potion, and the last ingredient she needs is like the guy's cock sperm. So she like sucks his cock, shoots the wad off into this witch pot, and creates this creature who's like God, what is it like? It's like a golem but without a head, and this guy rides in the head.
Yeah, instead of the head, it's like a little, there's a seat for a guy.
Yeah. But Belladonna, it looks like they're gonna get defeated at one point, but she leads this creature into the moat, and it sinks, and the guy falls off his chair, and she kind of like slices his face off. It's a pretty good art scene because you do get like the artist does a good job of drawing the interiors of the
Yeah, the
face.
inside of your face. If your face was,
yeah, it's
if your
like
head was cut
part
down.
brain. You see the nose, you see like where the eyes might go, you know,
But
the
there's a brain.
cheekbones, the cheekbones, the tongue is sliced in half, and then she like pees on his face, marks his territory.
She does. She pees right on his face.
The second
Squats and
story in
pees on
this
his
was
face.
way more tame. Way more tame. And there was a lot of pin-up art. Way more than the other books, I thought. But this was $1 cheaper. I didn't even notice.
Oh, is it? Yeah,
Yeah.
you're right. Yeah, there were a lot of pinups. Which I personally I hate pinups.
Yeah, I don't care for them. I like when they have like the cover, like in between stories, like okay, if it's a reprint, then here's what the cover looked like.
Yeah.
But I don't like when they do all that pinup art.
I don't either.
I did when I was a teenager. Don't get me wrong, I bought those swimsuit issues and stuff.
The associate issues don't count as real comics, by the way.
They don't?
I
Oh
learned
yeah,
that.
according to the the World of Records.
Yeah, I learned that the other day.
Hey, from a good podcast. Either to Wizard magazines or anything. It has to be sequential artwork in a comic telling a story. Mm-hmm. And it can't be repetitive. You can't say I have 10 issues of Youngblood or 10 issues of Belladonna in this case.
Yeah, you can't have 10 issues of Belladonna, number one.
I didn't like Belladonna as much because it felt like a Red Sonja book, but not really as good.
Yeah, I liked the first story. I didn't really care for the second one. That was the one with the like zombies or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she brings the dead back to life.
No, she didn't bring the dead. She
killed... she was fighting the dead. Yeah, she was fighting
she
the
fought
dead.
The dead. But did you get a chance to read Helena? You mentioned it.
I think I did. I don't know where it is.
The two that I read that I liked was Helena and the Ravening. And the reason I liked them is because they were they felt like continuous universe stories. I mean, they're very related. And I like the Helena one a lot more because I've been on this kick between – I like reading about hell, heaven and hell. And I've been reading like Lucifer. I've been watching Lucifer, and I've been loving like the new Lucifer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you read it, but it's freaking amazing. Like, I get caught up in all that like heaven and hell mythology kind of thing. And I like the way they play off on Lucifer because he almost doesn't seem like a bad guy. You're
talking about the
DC.
The show, the comic or the show?
Comic.
Okay.
The show too. The show very much is like in the show he basically says I'm not evil. He says, right. You know, I'm not the you might call me the devil, I'm not evil. I punish evil. That's what he says.
Right.
You know, so it's very different. And it's like a weird thing. It's like God made him to so he could have a hell. It's almost like he was given this task and he knew he was part of the plan.
Right. Someone has to be in charge of hell. So,
but that's, what's interesting in the comic book too, is he's left hell, much like the TV show, except for Maze is in charge of hell, in the comic book, and it revolves around itself about, You think that God was killed, and then there's angels involved in it, and some people think it's Lucifer and it's not, and it's like a mystery. Plus, mm-hmm. there's all kinds of weird shit going on Earth, which is almost a little more interesting than the main story arc. But Lucifer is a really good book, and I liked the Helena because she is kind of like in that boat, you know. She's from hell, and her objective is to protect humanity. So she's actually fighting off some lycans and some werewolves and vampires, and it relates to the Ravening because that is like a caste of vampires, the vampire families that rule the world, and they're definitely going to have a run-in with Helena. So I like that. It was good. I don't know if you read Helena, but
I did. I'm trying to remember. I got mixed up together in my mind. Because weren't there ties between the Ravening and Helena?
Yeah, that's like what I was saying.
Yeah, the sword and stuff.
Yeah. Plus, they don't see eye like they're fighting. Their parties are fighting kind of thing. Not only are there the vampire families fighting, but there's like a war between this Helena and her. Because Helena's purpose is to protect humanity because hell has an interest in humanity because human was given the right to choose, and it was Lucifer's that gave them the right to choose through the apple. It's like a flip, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then the ravening sort of relates to that because she's fighting the vampires. They're just a source of food. So that's where the conflict comes in. Did you read The Ravening?
I did.
And you know why they felt continuous? They were by the same writer.
Oh, did he do both of them?
Dinettes, yeah.
That makes sense.
In The
Yeah, I like
Ravening.
the ravening. Is it ravening or ravening? Mike, how do you say it?
I say ravening.
Yeah, that, I think that's it.
But you
Could
could
be
say ravening because
ravening,
it's like
ravening.
raven with ing. There's been movies, I think, called The Ravening or Ravening. I haven't heard them say the word, though.
They need to say it.
And maybe they're spelled the same. A matter of fact, I think there was like a. I gotta look up that movie on IMDb now that I'm thinking about it.
The ravening.
Yeah.
So this ravening is about, like you said, about these vampires, and specifically these two female vampires who are, they're from different families, right?
Yeah.
And the one's father just died.
I actually thought they were sisters.
I did at first too, until they started doing it.
I really thought they were sisters that were fucking each other.
Then they're mentioning the different families,
Maybe
different
you
families.
just didn't want to think that, so you. But there's the other thing he introduces is there's another cast of. What do they call themselves?
Satyrs.
Satyrs. And one of the scenes, there's this one satyr that's like fucking a cow.
Yeah, 'cause the satyrs, like, they have human forms and then they have like their animal forms. So he's in his like demon form,
Yeah.
and he's doing this cow.
And you see Demon Dick.
Yeah, big demon dick.
It's huge.
Demon, stay away from the demon dick. If you thought that that was a good way to go. It's not.
It's not.
The
I
cow.
forgot about the satyrs because I read The Ravening probably like 4 weeks ago when we were talking about it. So I forgot about the satyrs, but they're in it too. There's the lycans, the vampires, and the satyrs. So yeah, it's crazy. And the satyrs are at war with the vampires too.
Right, because in this book, two of the. Because the satyrs don't like the vampires, because the satyrs say we were here first, and then they came along and they're trying to take over. And then they sense that the families are weakened because of the death of this guy. So they try to attack the two women. And it doesn't go well for them. And I like the part where they have like a. At the funeral, there's like vampires from around the world who now want to incorporate their family into her, the girl's family, into their family. So they're like trying to propose to her so they can get married.
Yeah. Actually, it's more, it seems more, they all have their hidden agendas, though, to take over that family to grow their.
Yeah, they just want the family,
Yeah.
the bloodline. Like that old, there's that old Asian guy.
And man, I really thought they were sisters, 'cause I thought they both mentioned father, but you might be right.
Well, they have different last names.
Yeah, that's true.
But I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure exactly
I don't
how.
know if they're like sisters through getting bit. Do you know what I mean? But I got the impression that. But they call out Helena a couple of times. As a matter of fact, they say Helena isn't one of us. She's a morning star. Hell's a Jinnicator. Our houses knew they were breaking Hell's law. So it. And then they start eating each other out. So you get. You get some. Some backstory before there's a lesbian scene. And there's some pretty good fight scenes. Like what they have that satyr that's like a jackass, like a donkey. And they have one that's a goat.
Goat, yeah, the goat satyr.
they try to separate these two and take them out for power, and it didn't work out. And this one I liked a lot more because there was a lot of story content, you know, a lot of the older stuff in the back.
Yeah, it had
So,
like a
there
couple
wasn't,
issues.
yeah, and there wasn't a lot of pinups. You know, that's why I liked it more because there was more story arc.
Yeah, it just had, I think it had like number one and number two probably of
Yeah.
the original run.
And then Helena had a backup too that was pretty decent, and it talked about Pandora, who I think is going to be getting a series soon, because that's the way these things. Interesting thing about this company is they kind of kickstart all their books, so they almost get their like initial funding, and they're always successful. They always get their 20 grand or whatever they're looking for, and they usually have like, oh, you can get all 25 covers for this, and you know, all this stuff.
The special nude cover,
Yes.
Kickstarter only. Bye, bye, bye.
And then there was Jungle Fantasy. I dug that one just because it was Jungle Girls.
That's the one. I think I must have not have gotten that one.
Yeah, that one I like because it's like a lost island where there's dinosaurs and stuff. And they crash a boat. I can't remember if it's a boat or a plane into this island. And it's actually a spaceship. They crash it into this world, and people evacuate from these spaceships, and it's a primitive world, so people start to live instead of in their technology that they had from the spaceship, and then they start to live in this like Neanderthal type world. And it's got a lot of how do you say it? Barbarism?
Barbarism.
Barbarism? That sounds like my wife, barbarism.
Yeah, well, that's where her name comes from. It's the
That's
origins of her name, Barbara.
the
She's
origin of the name,
barbarian. Yeah, it means barbarian.
barbarian. And the last one that I know about is the Lookers, which kind of like they're like bounty hunters.
I did read Lookers.
You did?
I did.
Did you like that one?
I did like that one. That's the one where they're going after like internet perverts.
Yeah, that, I forgot about that. That's what they're. That was very interesting.
And I don't have it with me, so I can't remember exactly.
It was that one kid that kept doing stuff like perversion stuff, and that they're not, in some cases they're not making money off of these things, and that's what their frustration
Oh yeah,
is.
I remember. Yeah, because they have like a secret underground webcam type thing where they're doing it on the camera, and then they get all these perverts coming in, requesting like weird stuff, and then they go after them.
Yeah, that opening scene was pretty crazy, 'cause they go after that one web pervert and spray his eyes and take him out. And he looked like a young kid. He was stealing stuff, I think. Like pornography.
I don't remember what he's doing. I remember he was whacking it at his computer when they got him.
Yeah.
They busted in.
Yeah, his underwear was down. He's like, oh fuck, oh fuck. Well, he's like talking to one of the partners on a webcam, and that's when he says, "No way, fucking way." She like actually says his name, and he's like, "No fucking way." She knows my name, and then the girl comes in like military gear, and she's like on the floor, and he's like, "Oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck. Oh please, I haven't done anything. I'm being swatted." Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
He's like, wait, you're not a cop. She's like, nope.
I guess he's like harassing women online is what he's doing.
That's what it was. Yeah,
Yeah.
he's harassing,
And
doxing women.
they didn't kill him, but she did spray his eyes with mace. And the girl that he was watching was part of the agency. And then there's other guys that they're gonna take out. At the end of it says to be continued, and there's this guy's watching those two girls that are part of that agency. And then it's got the back matter material from the old Lookers series, which is very different. It felt the new and the old feel very different.
Yeah,
But
totally.
yeah.
I don't remember if I read the old one of the Lookers.
You should, because it's a $5.99 book. You should
I know, I gotta
still
get
read
my
all
money's
of it.
worth.
You gotta get your money's worth.
I know I paid $2 for that quarter bin book.
You can't get these in the quarter bin.
You might be able to. I've never seen them, but
I don't think they would throw these in the quarter bin. I think they're few and far between, and they're almost rated X.
that's true. Yeah, you probably wouldn't see. It'd have to be a very special quarter bin.
I think they could get in huge trouble if you're a vendor and you throw this in a quarter bin. Because if you're a kid shopping for comics, man, and you find these, wow.
Woo!
Woo!
It is Mama, Mama. I'm gonna look at Belladonna. Belladonna.
Well, you might have found the original in the quarter bin. I think the originals are really tame.
Yeah, I meant the original, not these ones.
They're kind of boring, though.
The originals?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not the
They're
finest.
like stories that were trying to be popular in that Bad Girl era, but they're not very good ones. They're kind of like amateur ones, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think when,
Because the bad, I mean, when you think of the Bad Girl era, you think of like Vampirella, Lady Death. I mean, certain characters in that vein that were really successful. And then these are like the C-list ones that you know, didn't draw a lot of fans, I don't think.
No, I think the only one that did well was Helena, right? Didn't she do
I,
okay?
there was a character that I actually bought, but I thought it was from Lightning Comics. I don't know if you remember that imprint. Helena.
No, I see it here, though. Is it a different Helena?
Oh yeah, no, I don't know. Steven Zawarski was 1994. Matter of fact, I own these things and I don't have them in my database. I know I have them. I think it's a different one. I think the guy that did Lightning probably lost his the rights to this character. Cause I was buying Lightning Comics. Like, I was trying to be a completist at one time of that publishing company.
Really? How'd you choose Lightning Comics?
I don't know. There was this comic shop right outside of where I worked, and they kind of carried a little bit of everything. And at that time, I was in college, and I like wanted to explore everything that I possibly could, like Malibu,
You had to ex
Ultraverse,
ex explore
Lightning. Yeah, there was.
your body.
I wanted to. Yeah, there was Triumphant Comics. I don't know if you remember those guys. That was a weird imprint that its niche was. It had printings, and you actually got to see what number you had of the printing. So if it was like a 10,000 copy run, you would see like, oh, you have 999 out of 10,000.
Didn't like the Neil Adams ones do that? Like a strip
The
of tape.
continuity ones?
Yeah.
I don't remember them doing it.
Someone else. I thought someone did. Or maybe I'm thinking. What was the company you said? Thunderbolt?
Triumphant.
Try.
The one that was popular, I mean, at least their most popular one was the Chromium Man. It was
Oh, yeah. That's what I was thinking of. Yeah, Chromium Man. I thought that was. I had a
the
Neil. That looked like the Neil Adams ones, the
Oh
cover.
yeah, Chromium Man was like their one. I would say if they had a hit, that was their hit. But all of their books were in the sci-fi genre. So like techno comics. There was techno comics. There was so many things coming out at that time. It was like everybody wanted to publish a comic at that time.
Well,
There's
yeah.
still a lot of publishers now, but back then it was like everybody was trying to catch that.
And here's the sad part that's going to depress everyone who's making comics these days. Corby Van Number One was an edition out of 30,000.
Yeah.
Their ash can was out of 50,000.
And that's what's like it'll depress new people 'cause
Number three is 25,000
if you're in the
copies.
50,000, you're in the top 10, 20.
Yep.
So
Yep. Number four is 27,000.
you're at least in the top 50 for sure. So
This would have been in.
a top seller, man.
Well, by number 10, they went down to 16,000.
Yeah, that
Number nine, yes, yeah, heading down.
they came in late in the wave. They really did. Did you have any? Did you have a Chromium Man?
I do have a Chromium Man. I don't know.
All
Let me
right.
I have to look in my database to see my Excel spreadsheet. it's not opening. Oh, my computer. Are you still there? It won't open anything.
Computer machine.
Computer machine. You're failing me.
I was big into Chromium. I mean, they had Chromium Man, they had Dr. Chaos, Prince Vandal, Riot Gear. I don't remember if you got that.
I did not get that.
Scavengers. Triumph Unleashed was like their quarterly book, and then they had Unleashed and Zemo. So they only lasted about a year. They didn't have a lot of success. They came in like at a really bad time.
I don't see Chromium Man in my database. Maybe I don't have
So
a
maybe
Chromium
you don't have
Man.
it.
And I know I have something from their line though, because I know I have that numbering at the top of something I own.
One of the artists that came out of it that was he actually drew some X-Men in the 90s was Adam Paulina. He drew Chromium Man. That's what I remembered from because I used to see him in like X-Force and a couple other things later on.
So this is like early 90s.
Yeah. I wanted to try every company that was possible. Like this one I thought was interesting, and I also felt like I wanted to be in on it. Do you know what I mean? In case it broke out,
Yeah,
because
you thought
all of this shit was like
that was
covered in
happening.
Wizard, right? Like you'd read about it, 3 months in advance, because you didn't have all the internet news. You'd read Wizard and you'd say, "Oh wow, this new company's coming out and they're introducing this," and you read the article. It would get you all hyped up for it, and then
Sounds
you go get.
fantastic. Chromium Man.
Yeah, and then there was Continuity, which was that was Neil Adams' thing. That was a whack relaunch, but at some point I want to complete that. I'm a sucker for Dead Universes, man.
Especially, yeah. Well, especially ones that didn't last long, because then it's easy to
Yeah. It's easy to get, plus
easy to collect.
they're cheap because there's no demand for them, but it's fascinating. It's fascinating that these companies try to put lightning in a bottle, you know? They try
Right,
to
especially
catch
yeah, if they're
this
printing,
wave.
if there's 50,000 copies of Chromium Man number one out there, and most people who have it probably don't care about keeping it.
Well, I would say that I would guess that maybe two people that listen to this podcast know what we're talking about with Triumphant Comics.
I never heard of the Triumphant Comics.
Yeah. It's a dead universe that I almost have a complete run of.
Except for if you hadn't mentioned that numbering, I wouldn't have remembered it at all.
Yeah, that was their shtick. Everybody was trying to catch that collector, you know how back then it was such a speculator market? Oh, we'll send our kids to college, whatever. So they try to catch that speculator market by saying, "Well, we're not only giving you collector's items, we're giving you numbered collector's items. So you know exactly how much the print run is, and you know exactly what number you have in that print run."
And this is the collector's universe.
Because it used to be crazy. Like some of the statues, like the. Who did the statues? I forget his name.
Which
Bow,
statues?
Bow, Bowman.
Bowen?
Bowen. Yeah, the Bowen statues from Marvel were like real popular. And at one time, like if you had one that was in the one in the hundred, they were like worth more than if you had an upper number. You know what I mean? Like if you had
Yeah, if you had a
statue
low.
2 out of 30,000 or whatever the print was on those statues, maybe
Right, it was more
5,000
valuable.
or more valuable.
For no reason.
The
Don't know.
statues is one thing I went down the path because I bought two Bowen stat I hated the busts. I at what at some point I hated them because it was just like the head,
I
and
like busts.
it was like the head plus the
Yeah,
shoulders.
head and shoulders. And it goes
But
like to the waist.
when they started to hook me is when they got it to the waist. No, I'm talking
Oh,
about
the
the original.
original.
The
Okay.
original busts were just like the head
Oh,
and
the
like
head and
a
shoulders.
triangle of the shoulders.
Yeah, I hate that.
I hated it. But once I saw Luke Cage went all the way down to the waist and you could see the belt and like he had his arms crossed, like, I'm gonna bust your ass. I was like, I gotta have Luke Cage because he's always been one of my favorites. And then I saw the Doctor Strange one and I'm like, oh shit. And then I had to start get all the Bowen statues. But those were badass. I didn't. I'm still not a fan to this day of the originals because they were just almost like heads.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I hate those ones. There's just the head and shoulders. Especially if they do something weird
Well,
below the
I am
shoulders.
a total fan of the ones that were above the waist. Like
Yeah,
that's when they started to suck me in.
I have several of those. I wish I had more of those.
I wish I did too, 'cause like I have the Fantastic Four. Who am I missing? I'm missing one of the Fantastic Four. I have a lot of the Inhumans, but I don't have Black Bolt. And that's like the leader of the Inhumans, and it kills me to
They don't
not
have
have
their
that.
leader.
Yeah. Because I came in late. Like my first statue was Luke Cage. But I don't know how we
Took you
gone
a
from.
while to find to
Yeah.
discover the that they're doing the fuller body
Yeah, and back
radar.
then they were a decent price when they started out. They were like 35 to 40 bucks. They were not like what they are today. They're like 60. They're like double what they used to be. I love busts though. Like if it was up to me, I'd buy all of the DC ones. Even the new 52, that's kind of like when I dropped out of them is when they went to the newer designs. But the Bowen ones were badass. And I think his got better with time. Like if you look at the first sets, they're not too good, but as he went on with time, they got awesome. And I always wanted the full ones too, but they're so damn, like you're looking at hundreds of dollars instead of, 40. That's why I never got into
Yeah.
those.
Plus, they take up a lot of room. Yeah, I don't have any of his full size statues.
But you have to have some continuity stuff, right? Like Crazy Man and Monolith.
Let me look and see what they brought out. Let's see what I have. Yeah, I have some. I don't think I ever got any like when they came out though. I think I picked up some of them.
There was like Earth 4, Megalith, Hybrids, Armor,
Yeah.
Miss Mystic, or Samurai was one. Oh, Valeria the She-Bat later on.
Yeah, I got that. I remember I got that one. I did get off the first number one off the shelf.
That was only like two issues. It wasn't too hard to get a full run of that. But yeah, I think the most populars were like Crazy Man and Megalith, and it
Right,
was
Crazy
tw
Man, and
yeah.
yeah, remember that one? Yeah, I remember those. Crazy Man, yeah, Crazy Man. I might have got Crazy Man number one off the shelf.
And then they had like the Death Watch crossover, Death Watch 2000. That was them trying to get into the events. So yeah, when he writes, he just doesn't hold my attention. Like even in the DC books, Like his art is always holds my attention, but
Isn't he doing one now? Batman or something?
oh, he's doing Superman, the coming of the
Oh yeah, the
Superman.
Supermans.
Yeah. And the first one I liked. The first one felt very like Silver Age, Bronze Age type storytelling. But then I looked at the creation and I said, why do I like this and not the others? And I was like, oh, Tony Bedard is helping with the writing. He's probably grounding him somewhat. But isn't Neil Adams the guy who thinks the world is flat? I mean, he's got a lot of weird theories I've heard.
Was he a flat earther?
He's one of those.
Possibly. Yeah, flat earth is the one that I don't comprehend. Like whatever.
It like defy all the science.
Yeah, it's
You like
like
know all the fact.
some of the stuff I could see why people would believe some of these theories, 'cause I mean it's a stretch, but I could see how you could like warp your brain to think that they're real. But the flat earth, I can't figure out how people could possibly think that's like it makes no sense in like with respect to anything.
And not even worrying about like the environment too is disturbing because it's kind of like there's science behind it, you know?
Yeah, and that one, it's like, well, even if you don't believe that we're causing the warming, shouldn't we do something to try and
Yeah, to
slow it
try to
down?
slow it down.
You
But
think?
it's more about people thinking, I think. I don't know. I mean, I'm gonna jump into another title here because I think it's people that are trying to make the buck now and they don't really care about the future. The 1%.
Yeah. Certainly corporations would want people to not buy into it because obviously the cheaper they can make stuff, the less they have to spend, the more money they're going to make, so.
Right. And I also think that some of them want to hold technology back. I really do. Because like the fuel industries and oil industries, you know, they're trying to.
Yeah, well, that's because they're making tons of money, so.
Yeah.
They don't want to go to clean energy just because it's going to cost them. And
Right.
I don't fault them for it. I mean,
Yeah, it's money in their pocket.
and at some point,
At some point, Renato Jones is going to say, fuck that shit.
Renato Jones, the one percenter.
This book, when I read the previews, I was like, I really gotta have. And I kind of like knew his art style.
Yeah.
It's a very weird art style, but like he was doing Iron Fist, The Living Weapon, and that's where I started to say, you know, I didn't understand his art style like initially, but it was one of those art styles that like I acquired a taste for. Like I started to like it, like the more and more I saw it. And this book I think is beautiful.
Yeah, I think he did he change his style a little bit in this book.
It does look a little bit different, but it's pretty amazing. This is Kari Kyle Andrews. Kari, is that how you say it?
Yeah, I think Kari.
And the two books that we both read this week were fascinating to me because it's in the genre of my one shot. So, like,
Of vengeance.
I see similarities, but I see a lot of differences. And I think once I get my whole, God, I hope I can get it done. But like I already know the plot. Like I already know the storytelling in and out. Like I could tell you the whole thing. I just hope that I could turn it into a comic.
Right, to get
Like
it
I,
from story
yeah, I
to
don't know
sequential.
how far off I'm gonna be. Like it, I don't know if Campbell will have time to do it. But I want to see this thing done, even if I have to go outside to get it done. But I'll definitely have to find somebody, you know. 'Cause
To
I
help
can't
to draw it.
draw. I cannot draw it.
Yeah, and you
And
can get some.
I don't really care at this point if I make it black and white or if I make it color. Like color would be nice, but it's not something that I would need to on my first comic.
And coloring, well, you got to pay a colorist, plus you, the printing is more.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, an artist, you can get, if you wanted to, you can get someone really good probably for like $70 a page. You can get someone not as good for probably $50 a page, like someone just starting out.
I think what you just said is double now. I don't know what world you're in.
No, I've been looking around.
But I don't know what you're saying about really good versus.
I didn't say really good.
Well, I thought you said really good.
Maybe I did. No, really good, you're going to pay $200 a page.
Yeah, or more.
I'm talking about like really good for like
Plus the
someone
real.
starting out.
The really good, they might not even have interest because when you're really good, you have to keep your name out there.
Right, yeah,
So like,
you're not gonna spend 6 months on.
who am I? Where even though let's just say if I'm paying, I'm willing to pay you to do this, and I'm willing to pay you this. I could even go higher, right? I mean, I have the resources to pay him even more, probably pay a higher page rate. But then they're going to say, well, what is your print run and how many people is it going to get in front of? And do I
Yeah,
care? Do I care?
who's your publisher?
Yeah. Because even though they're making money there, they might not make money on the back, the pages that they do. And then,
Get the
so it's
visibility.
like.
Yeah, but there are a
But
lot
are
of
there,
artists.
well, you say this like you've been looking into it, but how can you trust them and not get burned unless you know them?
Well, I would think that if you find someone who has done stuff before and like has a genuine interest in doing this and then wants this to be their profession, then but yeah, I mean, you're always going to be taking a chance unless you have someone find someone with a track record or yeah, someone you know. Even someone you know could flake though. I
Yeah.
mean, anyone could flake.
Well, I mean it's rough. Like Campbell's gonna do it and he's already got a page plus like prototypes. Like he's got my character drawn. He's got like samples for the car. Like he's got all kinds of stuff already. He's got like prototypes for every character. So I'm hoping that he has time to do it because I think this is gonna be pretty badass, and I think I could at least, with the podcast and such, I could at least do 200, 400 copies and sell them. You know what I mean? But I just want to do it. I'd like to. It's one of those things you want to accomplish before. Because you've been reading them your whole goddamn life, and
Right, you
you,
want, yeah, you want that in your collection
yeah.
so you can have it. Stare at it. Get Boundless to publish it.
Yeah. What the fuck, Luke Foster? You didn't put our goddamn quotes on your book? Are we not good enough for you, son of a bitch?
We have the best quotes and no one uses them.
We do. We have the best quotes for any review.
You'd have to be insane not to put them on. I'm going to put
Are you
Geekmarch
saying we
quotes.
don't
Oh.
have any clout? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, what are you trying to say, Foster?
Yeah, we're pretty powerful in this fucking industry.
Not even going to mention the name of your book now.
Nope, we're not going to cover number two, that's for sure. Not gonna let you promote it. Nope. We can't even get a quote on your goddamn book.
They'll say, "Can I come on and promote it?" We'll say, "Nope. We're busy
Yeah,
that week. We're busy. We got to cover the rest of the Boundless books."
that's right. We're gonna cover Boundless. They're in the same genre. Come on.
That is true.
Yeah. So Renata Jones is written and drawn by him. It's got a pretty. I have the
First
yellow.
off, I have to say, I haven't actually finished reading this book yet.
Ah.
I got most of the way through it.
How could you not? How far did you get? Did you at least get through his origin?
Yeah, I got to the part where where he's on that guy's boat and he goes down to the secret room.
Oh, that you didn't get to the origin then.
No, maybe I. Oh, no, I didn't get to the part where he actually becomes Renato Jones. True. I got his childhood.
Well, his childhood was his origin, so you got past the.
Yeah, I got the part where he gets reunited with the woman.
I couldn't tell if that woman was like his mother-in-law or I mean his grandma,
I don't know, grandma or aunt, I
but
think.
she was a real bitch, I'll tell you that. She was an evil woman. But I won't spoil it because it's pretty good. I mean it's a pretty good ending. But he is a vigilante and he's got an origin story where he was actually a kid of wealth and he was born into wealth and then he had his parents murdered. And it seems like it was this aunt or grandma that actually set them up for murder so she could inherit the money. But everything was willed to the son and they never found the body so they couldn't release the money. So he was brought back into a world. He actually learned a lot on the streets. He was actually on the streets when he got away, and he learned a lot.
Now, can I? I want to ask you a question, and this is like kind of a spoiler,
Okay.
but you've already spoiled some of it anyway, so.
Well, I think everything I've said is kind of in the premise of it, but I gave away the mother or the aunt,
And
evil aunt.
so to add to the spoilification, it kind of seemed to me that the boy they found wasn't actually the son of the killed parents. That
I
he
did
just
not. I did not get that.
because they show him like in the because he gets arrested, right? Because he did something at the market,
Yeah.
or he's involved. There's like a shooting at the market, and then the police are like interrogating him in Jakarta or whatever.
Yeah.
And then he looks at the wall and sees a pic, like a missing photo of Renato, whatever, Renato
That's him.
Jones. Well, is it him or did he see the picture and say, and then say, "Hey, that's
Well,
me, right? I'm
look.
that kid."
Do you have it in front of you?
Yeah, I'm looking right at it.
Okay, when the cop is there, he says two choices: run away, we take the cash, or take the bullet. And then he's thinking to himself alone, you'll be sentenced in the morning. And then he looks at the photo and he's like, faces like mine. And he's looking at Renato.
Yeah, but is he saying faces like similar to mine, or that's my face?
No, he's seeing all these missing kids plus his.
See, I don't know about that, because in the next page he says, "I've never been a
What world do you
liar."
come into? Like I haven't heard your nonsense about Batman versus Superman on Ivy. Where do you come from?
Let's finish this first.
No, that Martha thing was key. You don't
I.
know. You what planet are you coming from? This is feeding it to you. Just like it fed it to you in Batman versus Superman and you're like confused about it.
I'm not confused
You're
about
confused. You misinterpreted the whole purpose of that scene.
I did not. Now stop. We'll get to that.
No,
Finish Renato.
what is wrong with you? I wanted to yell at you when I saw that post. I'm like, Boober! I did the con on the floor. I did Boober!
We'll get to that. We'll get to my insightful Batman versus
I
Superman.
can't believe you saying insightful. It's more like dumbassery.
We'll get to I'm highly educated in storytelling. I have my list of all the issues I have with Batman vs. Superman. We'll go
If
through
you're right about this,
one at a
I
time.
will shit my pants in front of you.
Okay, so turn the page and he says, "I've never been a liar. Not because I wasn't honest, I just wasn't very good at it." Implying that he's lying about being that kid. And he says, "My, how you've grown."
What? If oh God, you're gonna make me shit my pants, are you?
Yeah, and then he says, all I could think of that day was how it shouldn't have worked. And he's like, my parents? Like, he didn't even know about
Damn
the
it!
parents.
Damn it! Damn it!
Now you gotta go change your drawers.
Crap. Now you're making me second guess myself, which is bad.
See, you can't just call yourself something and not become it. Can you?
I'm gonna have to go read issue 2 and 3 now, because I want to prove you're wrong, but at the same time, I'm kind of a little terrified that you might be right now.
Think that's what it is. I think he assumed the role of this guy. I mean, it was his opportunity, right? He was facing these cops in Jakarta, and they're basically saying, we're going to kill you or throw you in jail or whatever. So his out was that, hey, I'm that kid. I'm that missing kid. Suddenly he's free.
I don't know. He could have been pretty young. Like, there's these real abstract pages, which I think are brilliant because they're all black and white. It actually shows the murder scene. Like the second page, you open it up and it's just like a door cracked open, and he's sitting there with the stuffed animal,
Yeah,
and then
just
his
the outline
mom
of.
comes crawling. Isn't that amazing?
That was really
Now that's a splash,
awesome.
isn't that? That's a splash. And then the way he did the blam. All you see is the words with the characters inside, and a lot of like eye. You see the
Close-ups of
expressions
the
on the
eye, yeah.
eyes. That's amazing.
Then the falling bear.
That's amazing. Why didn't we read this earlier? The other thing I really like about this thing are those ads they have in these thi in this thing.
That was the one thing I didn't really get.
You don't get it?
No.
See, you're so wrong about this book, so you probably don't get any of this. I don't know what you're making up. So you're thinking like if they tested this kid's DNA, he wouldn't match.
He wouldn't match. He's a liar.
Gonna have to read this again.
Luxury, you'll pay for it. Maybe the ads. Comic books for the super rich. I don't get that one.
Well, this is a book about the 1%.
That's true. And the only other thing I didn't like is I thought that the
Oh,
pervert.
you didn't like about the kid? The what it wait
No, besides the ads.
Okay, you didn't like the ads. You can't tell
Was.
me that comic book ad is awesome. That's a sexy woman there. Comic books for the super rich, and it's got a perfume there. You don't like that?
I don't get
If it had a big dick there, I bet you'd get it. You'd say, oh, that's a 1%er dick. I get it. I get it. I'm
I
totally
don't get
behind it.
comic books for the super rich.
You get them for the dicks.
Comic books for the super dicks.
Luxury you'll pay for.
You'll pay for it.
I think it's amazing. How could you not like those?
So is it just
Hey,
like a fake
okay.
ad?
Yeah, it's a fake ad.
Well, I know it's a fake ad, but it's like parodying
It's like a perfume
perfume ads.
parody, but look at the la go to the
But they're
last
throwing
page. It's
comic books
not
in.
spoiling anything. Look at the last ad.
Oh, so I just did probably didn't get to the payoff of the ads. Wait, which is
That's
the last ad? I don't see one.
it's on the last page.
Well, I like that one.
That's sexy as shit.
That is.
How could you not like that?
I like that one.
Well,
I
see, I'm
will get
glad
it,
I
but I
changed
like
your
it.
mind. You don't get it. I don't get the perfume, but I know what they're getting at. It's like a parody thing.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
And I was doing that in the guesser too, so you're not gonna get it. I was putting perfume ads in there.
And did you notice in the art, like it looks like some of the pages, is it the pat maybe the ones that are in the past, they're like looks like they're like folded up.
It looks grindhousey,
Yeah, like
like
it's
you were,
old, like old. Like
yeah.
it was stuffed in his pocket or something.
Why do you not get that? I can't believe that you threw that in there. Damn it.
Threw what in there?
Well, this. You're ruining the story for me. I'd never
The
been a
truth will set
liar,
you
not
free.
because I was honest, I just wasn't very good at it. All I could think of that day was how it shouldn't have worked. You can't just call yourself something you're not and become it. Man, you got... I think you're right now, son of a bitch! I hate when you convince me that you're right.
I know, that's your,
It ruins my day.
Oh, man, wait till we start talking about Batman versus Superman. You're going to be very depressed.
I'm not going to even talk to you about it now. I don't even want to talk to you about it. Going to ruin my movie experience. Son of a bitch! How could I not have gotten that? I never been a liar, not because I was honest. I just wasn't very good at it. God dang.
That makes him more interesting as a character, though.
It does. It throws a curveball in there that I don't get. Damn it. Damn it, damn it, damn it.
Street orphan that got pulled into this rich world and suddenly was a one percenter.
How come you didn't finish this? It was too late in the game?
Yeah, I just ran out of time.
Oh, man. It's so good.
I only got like about 10 pages left.
Yeah, you're going to have to throw me another curveball after you finish it. If you read anything else into it.
So Batman versus Superman.
No.
I gave it a 2 out of 5, and here's why.
No,
I liked it. I like Batman versus Superman.
Okay, then I accept your apology.
I liked it. I just had a few problems with it, which I'm hoping the long version, which I have not had a chance to watch yet, I'm hoping that fills in the missing parts for me.
Okay, what was missing?
I just thought they didn't set it up well enough, the whole Martha thing.
Why?
It just seemed like Batman wanted to kill Superman, and then once he found out that Superman's mom had the same name as his mom, he was like,
oh, no, that's not the same purpose.
Now we're best friends. I love Superman and I, we're friends. That's even what he said.
It's not about friends. The same last name. It's the fact that it shows the whole thing is about Martha. It opens up with a scene where she gets killed and the father goes over and says, Martha.
I mean, but just because you say Martha a bunch of times in a movie.
That's his mom's name. That's what threw him off. It has nothing to do with it being Clark's mom. It has nothing to do with it. It's that, why did he say my mom's name?
Yeah, but so why does he suddenly like him after that?
He doesn't like him. He listens to him because it's a shock to his system. It's like, what if me and you were fighting and I said your grandma's name? you would pause and say, what the fuck did he know my grandma for?
I don't think so, because I think if I was in a fight, the adrenaline would be so high, I wouldn't even care what you were saying.
You would have killed me?
Yeah, I'd just kill you.
You bastard!
I don't know. I have to watch it again. I just said that was my only problem with it.
Now I'm writing you into a scene. I have a streaker scene in the... And you're going to be one of the streakers.
So I'm hoping that the extended version does a better job of explaining his instant transformation. Mid-battle.
I have not seen the extended one except for the first hour and maybe 20 minutes. And yes, it like coddles you a little more, but I don't think it's necessary yet. Like I don't feel that I missed anything.
Okay.
But that's just me, but I didn't have an issue with that scene at all. Matter of fact, it gave me goosebumps. I'm like, that's fucking awesome. That's like the guests are awesome. I said, guess what? So you're going to be like Micah and you're going to hate my comic book. I'm going to send you the full script and you can shit on it.
Good. You should. I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to pull it out of my pants right now. Just wait. Wait till six months from now when you send it to me. No, I will. Yeah. Definitely send it to me. I will rip it up. I'll rip you a new one.
I can't believe when I read Renato Jones. I read this one this morning, and that's usually when I'm alert, that I didn't read that into it.
Because it was subtle. It's very subtle.
It's very subtle, but it's subtle enough to make you question, what the fuck is that? Why is he saying that?
Yeah, there's enough odd things where it's like, wait a second.
I guess I just read the words and I didn't absorb them.
Well, I think that at that point in the story, you assume that he was that kid. So what you're seeing is what you assumed happened, so you don't notice that something else is going on.
So you haven't gotten to the point in this story where you find out what this guy on the boat was doing.
I know he had the videos.
Okay. Do you know what those videos were of?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I know. Yeah, I got to the part where he's talking about the employees or whatever.
Yeah. But it's also interesting how it ends. But I don't want to get into that because. So, would you give this one a thumbs up? Is this something you want to go and read?
Yeah, I will. I'm curious. Well, we'll have to see how this first issue ends, but I liked it, yeah. The only thing I didn't like, which I had never mentioned yet, is the guy in the boat, like his dialogue at first, I thought it was too over the top.
I don't think it was over the top because he spoke it such a way, but he also said in there that he wasn't always rich.
Oh, so you think he's intentionally over the top because he thinks that that's the cool way or how he should be talking?
That's the way I read it.
Yeah, that could be.
I mean, he made it a blunt point that, when he was talking to him, I haven't always been rich like you. Like he tells Renato, you were born into this,
mm-hmm.
where I haven't always been rich.
Oh, very ironic.
Yeah, very, very. Especially when you throw that curveball.
Yeah, with the curveball.
I'm really upset at myself now.
I have to reread it.
Well, I'm really upset at myself that I didn't catch that page. That page he put. That's why I like discussing comics with you, because sometimes you throw curveballs in there, and I'm like, God damn it, I didn't see that. Son of a bitch.
Chopper won't be back for a couple hours. Let's hit the hot tub, dude. Talk some GMOs. This hybrid crap shit ain't gonna solve world hunger. It's gonna monetize it.
Yeah. I really thought that was because of his other side. It's not his rich talking. Do you know what I mean? It's his thief background. This is gonna be an interesting cover gallery. We got a lot of Balma's books and Renato Jones.
So you want to talk about the other Vengeance book?
Yeah, let's. That would make a good segue. So this is Death Force from Zenoscope by Joe Brusha and Mark.
Hang on.
Hello? Mic check. Test one, test two, test three. Scooby-dooby-doo, scabba-dabba-da. I can't believe Bulmer foiled me. I'm going to have you read these pages. Well, I want you to read this book because it's like a Punisher one percenter. Like he kills one percenters. And Bulmer read this page and he threw some insight into there. But you have to read it in context. Yeah, I don't want you to do it now. He vanished all of a sudden.
Hello, welcome to Geek Brunch.
Yes.
Episode something. Two?
You don't need to introduce the show again, Bill. I'm not going to like edit this into the beginning of the show that we didn't even introduce the number.
I thought this was the next episode.
I cut it in half.
Yeah. Bite-sized Geek Brunch bites. Ooh, I'm going to write that down. I like it. Geek Brunch Bites.
There you go.
Welcome to Geek Brunch Bites, your comic news for the day.
And it's interesting with that title because on the other, like, I do bites every now and then, and I call it, like, bites, like computer bites. But in the case of brunch, you could say bites, like B-I-T.
Geek Brunch. But then you're saying Geek Brunch Bites.
Yeah. Bites. It does.
Yeah, it does bite.
Yeah.
Good. Geek Brunch Bites. Welcome to Geek Brunch Bites. Today's 15, where we bring you the latest comic news in 15 seconds or less. Today, we're covering Xenoscope, Death Force number 1. Written by Joe Brucia. With art by Mark Rossetti. This is the story of Rick Murphy. He's a regular guy who's starting with a new family and new career as a Philadelphia police officer.
Yeah, I wonder what his career was before. But he's like a unique cop. He's like one of those cops that's like really good. Because they got into a really stressful situation where in today's climate, I mean, at least in the news and stuff, it could have ended up,
shot the dude in a second.
It could have ended up really, really badly.
Yeah, it was to come in on a black guy sitting on his bed. He's been drinking and he has a gun.
Well, his wife calls it in, right? Like a domestic violence thing. Like she calls it in saying he's got a gun and he might shoot me or and my child.
Yeah. Yeah, he would not have lived through this situation in the real world.
Oh, he'd be dead because he pointed the gun at the cop for sure. Like
I think even the other cop wanted to kill him, right?
Yeah, he did.
But our hero Rick stepped
in. He got
in
the way. He basically got in the way. And he must have like this good, like, I don't know, like this empathy for society or something, because he like empathizes with the guy and he's like, okay, I understand you're having problems, but it's, you know, the drinking is really leading you down this path. And the guy's really like, I can't get a job. I can't support my kid. I can't do this. I can't do that. And he's well, like, I'll give you a job, but you have to clean yourself up. He says, if I come back in a week and you're still drinking, I won't give you this opportunity. But he's like, my dad will hire you. And the other guy's like, you can't be a social worker for all these people.
You can't give everyone a job.
Yeah. And he comes home and his wife is there and she's making him breakfast and she's 10 months pregnant.
10 months pregnant? That is very
pregnant. No, God. I screwed that up.
She's super pregnant.
Barb over here is like you dumbass. It's not possible to be 10 months pregnant. 10 weeks. I effed that up. She's 10 weeks pregnant.
She's 18 months pregnant. Yeah, she's pregnant. Just pregnant.
But, We forgot to mention that opening scene. That, like, has nothing to do with the story up to this point.
Oh, yeah. They open with the B story, I guess. With, I assume, the main bad guy.
Yeah. It looks like they're, like, in China or somewhere out east or...
Or they could be here just in a
an Asian
dojo of some sort, yeah.
dojo of some sort.
So this guy's like meditating. And he's a big strong guy covered in tattoos, dragon tattoos.
And he's like a badass dude because this other guy says, "Hey, I'm not paying you for the work." He like does a Donald Trump. You know, like, "I don't need to pay you for the work you've done." You know, he does that bullshit. And this
Yeah,
guy
bet.
says, "You motherfucker, you're already invested. You're gonna cause me honor, and you hurt my, you know, you're gonna, it brings shame to my cause, and it's insufferable." And he has his bodyguards with her, so this with him. So he's like, "What are you gonna do about it?"
Yeah, one of the bodyguards touches him. He's like, "Really, you're gonna touch me?" And then he just like he rips off a guy's arm.
He rips off his arm and beats him with it.
Yeah, he stabs him with the bone.
Yeah. He
Or he
breaks his
stabs the other
leg.
guy with the bone.
Yeah, he does,
That
with the
was
bone
awesome.
of his arm, and they're bleeding to get to death on the floor. And then it looks like he like does a jump in the air and stomps on their faces. Is that what I'm seeing? Because the eyeball, I see
Yeah,
like
he
an
stomps their
eyeball.
skulls, yeah.
I see an eyeball and glasses floating. Really violent scene. And I don't know what that has to do with the story yet, but I suppose that guy's gonna cross paths with our guy at some
Death
point.
Force.
Yeah. But they end up in a bad situation here, Bill. Our cop hero.
Yeah, don't they get called on another call?
Yeah, it's like a SWAT call. They get all beefed up, and it's something
Right,
that's
'cause there's a
happening at
there's a riot,
a
yeah.
construction site that's basically
They're striking,
strikers. Yeah,
yeah.
there's strikers, and they're like a fight scene between the
Yeah, the scrubs come
strikers,
in.
yeah, and the scrubs that are trying to fill the workforce while they're not of
Yeah, while they're striking.
striking.
Yeah, so there's a big fight breaks out, so they call on the cops.
Have you ever been part of that ever in your life? Like a union?
Nope.
I haven't either.
There's never been in a union.
But I don't think it is f like in our, you'd ever see that in our line of work. Like you don't usually see like, we're not into manufacturing or anything, you know?
Right. Yeah. No. Now, I've either been in jobs that are too low level to have unions or professional jobs.
So that's they get into that situation and it just gets out of control, but they actually drive into something they shouldn't have seen. And they actually see their boss, their chief. Like he's part of the dealings that are going on here. And he does the smart thing is he gets in his car, they kill his partner, he gets away, and he like calls his wife immediately and he's like, "You gotta meet me at our favorite place." And he doesn't say what that place is. And then he tries to get out, but then all hell breaks loose.
And then
Do
the
they rape his wife? It sure looks like it.
I remember they
The
captured
guy,
her.
well, the guy is the guy in the yellow
Oh yeah,
is
it looks like
like
him.
pulling up his pants. I mean, he's but do you see in the lower corner? He's like b putting
Yeah,
his buckle.
he did throw her to the ground. Yeah, and he's pulling up his
Well,
pants.
she's screaming, and I think they killed her, and then they left him for like dead in the water, like he's dead. But he's Death Force, so that
Yeah,
should be
because, well,
interesting.
he's dead, and then you see the Death Force symbol in the blood. But, yeah, because there was one part, there's like one page where there's like this skeleton dude who's saying, "I believe I found him." And they make preparations.
Is this something else I missed? Where's that?
Like about the midpoint. It's a little bit before the midpoint. It was where they had that
Oh,
one
there's
group.
that other mayor's office thing too, where that woman's like hacking into the system. That we forgot to mention that.
Yeah, so yeah, there's some woman hacking into the system. We don't know what she's doing yet.
Is this after the scene, the
It was right before the mayor's office. The underworld.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
So
that's where the Grim Fairy Tales thing is coming
in.
Into this, yeah. The mythology of it.
So he's been chosen by the underworld. And I'm assuming that when he dies, then the underworld's gonna give him some powers or something.
Well, bring him back to life, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I forgot about that scene. Man, you're out-reading me this episode.
So do you think that computer hacker woman is going to be like his
Oracle?
Partner? Yeah.
It could be. I'm not sure what her motives are yet. Do you know what I mean? It's just...
Yeah, we don't. She's just trying to find something.
She's an intern, essentially, and they're pretty hard on their interns, I guess. They're like, if I catch you on Facebook, I will kick you out of this building. So yeah, that was pretty good. I've been happy lately with the new Zenoscope, because all their books, like in the past, used to be like Grim Fairy Tales Presents. It would have it in the title.
All right.
Now they're just like releasing books with the title name.
Yeah. And this is like the third one in a row, I think, that Joe Brucia wrote that I've enjoyed. So I think I'm going to pick up his stuff just because he did that.
On trade, or are you getting monthlies?
Trade.
Do you have Zenoscope trades on your wall? Yeah.
I have some, yeah.
I actually started Zenoscope with a trade. I bought Grim Fairy Tales, like, Volume 1 and 2, and that's when I decided I like the company.
Yeah, I have the Grim Fairy Tales ones. And then Joe Brucia did that Satan's Hollow, I think it was called.
Yeah.
I have the trade of that. I haven't read it yet, but that was really good. And that was the same thing. It was a Zenoscope book, but it was completely outside the Zenoscope world.
Yeah.
The Grim Fairy Tales world, I should say. Or not, maybe not completely outside of it, but... Only loose ties to it, if any.
Right.
Yeah, this guy. The only thing I didn't like about this issue is I want to see like him kicking ass.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to.
But it was a lot of backstory. I mean, yeah, they gave us everything.
Yeah, they did a good job of setting up the character, and the writing was really good.
It
was enjoyable to read. I was into the character and his story, following along what was going on in his world. But I want to see Death Force.
Yeah, just like you want to see the Guesser.
The Guesser.
Guesser.
And his sexy computer partner. I can't remember who the Guesser's is, like a dude, isn't it?
No, I've changed it.
We've changed it.
But yeah, essentially what happened since we talked last, I don't want to give it away on here because I'll give
away. Wait, the Guesser was the programmer, right?
Yeah, he's the one that does the probability stuff. He's his own thing. But I started thinking about, like I was telling about Barb, like my original script had a lot of plot holes that I kept thinking about, well, this ain't going to work because people will think, how did that happen? Or how did he, you know, not get caught here or not do this? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I started to think about all that, and I found reasons for everything. Like there's nothing that anybody I think can question. And it's a perfect ending for, at least in my opinion, it's my own book. It's a perfect ending.
Perfect for you.
It's perfect for me. A perfect ending for a one shot. Do you know what I mean?
I think mine has a perfect ending too.
Yeah.
Perfect ending each other out.
When we're done here, I'll tell you the plot. I don't want to record
off air.
I'll tell you off air what I'm thinking. And it's got a little bit of me in there. Like there's some ridiculous shit, but that's just me. That's because I need to have it in there. And then, so we'll talk about that off, but before we do that, let's talk about this book that I don't know what to make out of. But I'm glad that we read it. It's almost like you read my mind.
Oh, when I picked the books.
No, on this book, the next book that we did, because I almost suggest I almost like IM'd you and said I really want to cover this book because it was by somebody I don't like,
Right.
and it was a book I had, and I was like, I really need to make a call on this early. Like I need to get the fuck off, or
Yeah.
I need I'm gonna be on it because I am not a fan of this person's
I
work.
was
It was
surprised you
just
even
kind of.
got it. Like when I sent it to you, I assumed that you hadn't gotten it just because of the creator.
Yeah, so what we're talking about is Snotgirl, and the creator is Brian Lee O'Malley, and what he's famous for is Scott Pilgrim. And Scott Pilgrim is one of those books that's a rarity that I really didn't like. I really didn't like that book. Despised it.
Well, it's a combination of two things that you have no interest in, manga and video games.
Yeah, and then it like took the video gaming thing into another realm. This one, as I read the first 10 pages, I was like, I'm out. I mean, I was reading this out. I was reading this out loud on the couch, trying to absorb it, because you know how it's like. Sometimes when I have to read, like when somebody's texting, I have to read it out loud. I don't know why that is, but I was reading it out loud to absorb it, because a lot of it is people texting back and forth. And I was reading out loud, and Barb just started laughing. And she was at the kitchen table, and I was in the living room. And I thought she was laughing at something that she saw. You know, she was looking at her phone, so I thought she was watching a video or something, you know. And I said, "What are you laughing at?" And she goes, "That sounds so terrible." So like I was like, oh, that's interesting. But
Well, I think at that point it's intentionally terrible because it's these two 20-something girls texting each other. And they're talking about the ones wants to feed her fish, and she's like, "You don't have a girl, a goldfish? Fish aren't even cute. This is off-brand."
what is she feeding? Bill?
What?
What is she feeding?
What do you mean, what is she feeding?
She says she's feeding a fish, but she doesn't have a fish.
I think she has a fish. It's not a goldfish.
Wasn't she fucking somebody?
During this? Oh, yeah, I think she was.
Yeah, she was fucking somebody.
Wait, was that her or that somebody else? I thought that was somebody else.
I thought Meg was the one that was fucking somebody, 'cause it there's some guy on top of her.
So you think when she says, "I have to go home and feed my fish," she's saying, "I have to go home and
Fuck.
fuck this dude."
I don't know.
It could
Don't
be.
know.
Is that the new?
I
I
do
gotta go
not.
feed my fish.
I think with this writer, I don't get his. He's
It's
at some.
very millennial.
He's at some level that I can never grasp. And he's got his fan base. I mean, he made a fortune. He got a movie made out of his property. There's fans of this stuff. It's just not for me. Like I don't get it. And I don't understand it. But at the same time, it has an ending that
Got you interested.
even though I don't give a shit about it, I'm very curious about it. Does that make sense? Like I want to at least see what that means.
Right, because in this, Snot Girl, what do we say why she's Snot Girl? She's Snot Girl because she has bad allergy problems. So when she gets hit by her, when her allergies hit, she starts oozing snot. But she meets this girl who she calls cute girl, and she so she starts hanging out with her, and she goes to like a bar with her, They're hanging out at the bar. And then she sees her ex-boyfriend there and gets all upset. And then she runs to the bathroom because her allergies kick in, or she starts oozing snot after she sees her boyfriend there with another girl. And she runs to the bathroom. And then, yeah, stuff happens in the bathroom.
But the one thing I'm having trouble grasping on this, at least from an allergy perspective, because I have bad allergies, nothing to this extreme. But there are times when she's out in public that she seems normal. Like there's no snot running or she's not like rubbing her eyes or anything. And then she goes home and she's at home sitting there about how miserable her life is because she feels she has zero friends. And she has all these followers because what she is she's a fashion blogger, whatever that is. I don't,
Yeah,
do you know
she's
what
a
that
fan.
is?
Yeah, she blogs about fashion.
Is that a thing? I'm sure it is.
Yeah, there's blog. Yeah, she's just a blogger, and she has a fashion blog, which apparently is pretty popular.
But I really don't like her as a person. Like I don't like her at all.
You don't like Snot Girl?
No, I don't empathize with her. She seems like she's like this pretentious bitch that I would not want anything to do with. Do you know what I mean?
She's very superficial.
She's so superficial, and then she's got like this problem that the artist makes a point of us. She like will zoom in on every defect that she sees in a person.
Yeah, she
Like
exaggerates
if
the
she goes
flaw.
to a doctor and she sees he has a crooked tooth and she sees the flaw. God, I didn't like her. I was so close to just saying I'm done, but he threw in something at the end that I really want to know what happens. I already pre-ordered it, so I guess I'm in for the next two orders, I guess. So I already bought them, and I can't erase them off my list because the DCBS edit line,
Yeah,
is like,
they've already ordered them for you.
yeah. But I am gonna put this on like a watch list so I don't add it to my next order until I read the next issue. You know what I mean? Well, what do you think? What's your
I liked it. It did skew a little young. Like, I'm a little, probably a little too old for this. Because there was a lot of younger stuff in this. But it's interesting. It's interesting to see this character. Because I think this character is just from, obviously, she's from a different generation than us. So it's an interesting look at a person from this generation.
Do you know anything about this guy, Brian Lee O'Malley? Is
Other
what,
no.
like his age group or where he's from, or
No, but he's got to be in his 30s.
do you think he's about a decade younger than us?
Yeah,
Maybe.
I'd say so.
Okay.
And I know I think he's Canadian, like from Vancouver or
Well,
something.
you ought to love it then.
Yes. Captured.
I don't like his work. He drew this though, didn't he?
No, someone else drew it.
Okay, maybe that's why I like the art.
Leslie
Okay,
Hung.
so I like the art.
I'm surprised you like the art. Because it is kind of manga-esque.
But I liked it better than Scott Pilgrim. I'm
Yeah,
not
it's a
saying
different.
I'm not saying I this is the kind of art I go to. I just saying I
Yeah, you
thought it was
liked
him
it.
drawing the art, and I like I was like, man, he's improved.
Yeah, it's a. No, it's definitely a different style of manga art than what Scott Pilgrim was. This is more, I don't know the term for it, but this is more of the realistic manga style, kind of.
Do you think Scott Pilgrim made him rich?
Don't know. I'm sure at the time he made a lot of money off of it.
Because it was option actually became a movie. I mean,
Yeah, when it became a movie. I mean, hopefully he had a good deal, so certainly he sold a buttload of copies of the book because of the movie. So he I'm sure he did well, yeah. I don't know how much it was though, or how much of it he still has. Hopefully he was wise with his investments. And then at the end of the book, there's a one page thing where he talks about his allergies.
I didn't read that.
Only one page. You probably didn't like the art.
Oh, I didn't like what I saw. That's when it was like a cartoon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, I'm out of here.
I'm out. So, yeah, I like Snot Girl.
So you're back. You're buying the trade.
Let me see. Let me look at my spreadsheet.
I don't think the trade's solicited yet. What are you looking at your spreadsheet for?
Look at my notes. I probably will get the trade. Yeah, that's because I'll probably do a cheap trade, so.
Now, what does your spreadsheet say for Snot Girl? I like the boogers, or what did it say? Well, tell me, is there anything in this book that I missed? Like I missed in the other two? Okay.
I don't think so. Not that I know of.
I really didn't like the girl. I didn't like her.
But she.
I thought to myself, if I was her boyfriend, I would have left this bitch a long time ago.
But the other girl isn't as good looking as her, as she says. Yeah, she's very stuck up.
She is so.
But she's like stuck up, but she's also the perennial victim. She always thinks that the world's against her.
That's what I don't like about her.
Yeah, she's not that
She's
likable.
awful. Plus, she dresses like for being a fashion. She's like wearing like. Who wears a ball of pubic hair on their feet?
Some people.
Pink pubic hair. Who do you wear? What, you seen pink pubic hair on your feet?
Not a fashion blogger.
Okay.
Look, these fashionistas, they like to wear the pubic hair on their feet.
On their feet.
What do you wear on your feet? You don't wear pubes?
No, I don't. I'm sorry, Bill, to disappoint you.
You're not reading the right fashion blogs.
So what does he say about his allergies?
He got like a bunch of sh he got a bunch of shots, like needles, where they like inject you with a little bit of whatever you're allergic to. But he got like a whole bunch of them at once and had like a bad reaction to it. He had to get an EpiPen. EpiPen.
But why does she ha seem to have her, when she's out in public, her allergies in control? And then when she goes home, they're horrible. And then why does stress induce her?
Well, I think that at the bar she started crying, and you know when you cry, your nose runs sometimes.
Okay.
So I think that's what that was. I'm not sure the timing of when she ha got the allergies versus didn't have them. It might, I don't know, because typically, I mean, if you're indoors, sometimes you don't get them, but when you walk outside, then you. So it might be just like when she walks home, on the way home, she changes from the kick in or whatever, so when by the time she gets home she's a mess.
So any other books that you want to talk about?
Yes. I want to
Shoot.
talk about one that surprised me.
All right.
It's from DC Comics. And it is called, I don't know if you've heard of this one before. Well, it's a DC comic, so of course you've heard of it. I don't know if the listeners have heard of it. It's called the F Flintstones.
Oh,
Slight Stones
this was an amazing book to me.
by Hanna-Barbera. This is part of the Hanna-Barbera reboot, the latest. They've had the Wacky Raceland. Do they have another one too? Or is
Wacky
this like a
Raceland, Scooby-Doo
Scooby-Doo?
Apocalypse, and
Yeah.
Future Quest.
Right. So this is the next one. And I was happy because interior art by Steve Pugh, who I like a lot.
Yeah, you've mentioned him a couple times. He did an amazing job because he kind of took
Oh, with
this.
the redesign? Yeah.
He took the animated style and made it more like proportional to reality.
Yeah, but he made it realistic.
Yeah.
And like it makes sense because like Fred in this book is like he's pretty strong, like he's a pretty big dude, which makes sense because he's working like in the rock quarry, so you figure that he's going to be strong, right?
Yeah.
Lifting stuff all the time. And it was written by Mark Russell. And I loved it. I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah, for me, 5 out of 5. I
Me
dug
too.
it. There's two books for me that stand out, and it's weird because you would think Future Quest would be one of them, but it's not. And let me tell you why. I like when they take properties and kind of like flip them on their ass because it gives me something to compare and it's different. And Future Quest is a lot like Johnny Quest and Space Ghost. It's a lot like that. So if you like getting fed that material, which a lot of people do, you like get fed that.
So it's just like another episode of the
Yeah,
show.
another episode of those things. And it's like a crossover, so it does have that, which they've never done before. But it's in that vein, it's in that style, it's in that. And where the other three titles is, they're kind of like taking a property and then changing it, and that's where I like love it. Like Wacky Racers is getting better and better, and it's like the car designs and
Yeah,
stuff.
well,
It's
Wacky
like,
Racers is taking the concept and then just going as far out there as you can with it.
yeah, and it's putting it in a post-apocalyptic world, which is something that I'm already in that genre. You know what I mean? And I'm learning about these backstories and all this crazy stuff and what's happening in these races. And then the Flintstones, as much as it's got, it gets the heart of it, but it changes everything. It talks about that there was wars in here.
I know.
He's a veteran, like there's a lot going on here. And there's other races, like there's this like
Yeah,
Neanderthal.
Neanderthals.
And Slate actually wants Fred to like buddy up with them to try to get them to hire because he
Yeah, he
knows
wants to hire these Neanderthals because
they'll
he doesn't
work
have
for
to pay them
nothing.
much.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Fred has to take him out to show him a good time.
Yeah.
That's what I loved about this, though, is that it's taking like the concept of this civilization that exists in the Stone Age and then says, okay, what would that actually be like for these characters? So it's kind of like putting realism into the scenario. So dealing with, okay, if Neanderthals are still alive, like what's their relationship with them? How did they create this society and how does this society exist? How do they deal with money? Things like that. So and it even goes into like the art side of it, like how do they deal with art and everything. And I don't know, there's like so much in here. It's like it blew me away, like that they took this property, this kid's property, and like put this much into it.
Yeah, the whole thing with Wilma's hobby and stuff, is pretty deep.
And there's a lot of like taking like stuff from the modern age, like our time, and foisting it on this world. So she's dealing with like she has her art and then there's like these hipsters at the looking at her art like poo-pooing it and stuff, but then she explains like what the art means to her and
They
how.
were awful. Like Fred, like. Oh, man, I would have punched them. They were being awful to her.
They were
It
dicks.
was actually heartbreaking.
I know, she worked so hard on this stuff. And then, and Mr. Slate, he has his food brought to him by this little turtle.
Yeah, that's like his buddy.
Yeah,
The
it's like
turtle's his
his. You're the
buddy.
only one who understands me, Philip.
Yeah. He's pretty funny. But even that party's really weird. It's like a
Yeah, they have a, here's a hot tub party.
little pool orgy.
And Wilma was very uncomfortable there. She's like, this is
Yeah.
weird. Bunch of dudes naked in a pool. This is weird.
Yeah. But it's weird too because like it even talks about like fashion. Like I'm not this, but I'm gonna try to dress like I'm gonna wear this weird dress because
Oh, for an art show,
for
yeah.
yeah, for it's for an art show, so I need to like stand out, right? It was amazing. It was amazing. I don't know if it just hit me at the right, like you read it at the right time or what, but it was
I
amazing.
loved it. I thought it was. I loved everything about it, and I even loved like their tight. Fred was like trying to explain money to the Neanderthals, and
Yeah.
he's like, you do a bunch of stuff you don't like to do, and you get money, and then you spend that money to buy things that someone hated to make.
But let's not forget that part of the story even happens in the future because they're like they have that one Neanderthal that they're looking at that's part of the story.
Yeah, that's how it opens. Yeah, which
And
I forgot about until the end.
Slade is kind of a jerk boss too, like deep down.
He was always a jerk boss, right, on the show.
Well, I always thought Slake was a jerk, but I never thought he was as jerk as like Spacely Sprockets, like the guy from the Jetsons. I always thought he was the worst. But he was the worst of the two bosses, but maybe it's just because I mean, he was always yelling at Fred for the most part. But here it looks like, you know, Fred is kind of like trying to get that the job for upper management and get
Oh,
off the
the other hilarious part was the Neanderthals ask Fred, "Why do you wear a tie?"
Yeah.
which is always a funny thing. Like, why does he wear a tie?
That's
He works in a
interesting because
rockery.
that's very the answer is very pertinent. No, because I work with people that like we're kind of casual, right? But I worked with two people that would always dress and tie in like a jacket, regardless of whether they had to present or anything. You know what I mean? Even if they were just sitting in front of a computer for 8 hours a day.
Right. Yeah, they dress up for
Yeah.
the job.
Not me. I ain't gonna wear a choke collar unless they tell me or if I have to present.
I haven't worn a tie in, well, I wear a tie to like weddings and
I have to wear one when I go present, but that's
Oh,
like
like
a
a customer.
that's like a day here, like once every 4 months, you know? Any
That's
other
it.
DC number ones you read?
I did read a few. Which ones did I like? I liked, where is it? I like this. I don't see. Oh, the new Superman? Is that what it's called? The Chinese Superman.
Yeah.
I like that one.
You know what I liked about it? It was a character that was not likable, but it looks like they're gonna redeem him of some sort.
Right. Yeah, he's mean.
He's an
He was
awful.
mean
He's
to that.
a bully.
Yeah, he's bullying that poor kid, calling him fat kid or fat guy or whatever.
And then the other thing that surprised me, because you know China has the Great Ten, which is a DC property, which I absolutely love, but it looks like they're building their own Justice League.
Yeah, it looks like the Chinese Justice League.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I like that. I thought it was really well written and interesting. Yeah, the character, he was a bully, but he's an interesting character. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see where he goes now that he has powers. So I like that one, and I liked Batgirl.
Oh, Raphael Albuquerque's art really stood out in that to me.
Yeah, so that's the one where she goes to Shanghai and she's trying to get away from everything, but she ends up meeting the old lady who's a former hero.
The fruit bat.
Yeah, the fruit bat.
And she's like old. She's like in a wheelchair, but then she appears later on.
It says like she's 102, but yeah. she has power. She still has some game.
She sure does. I found it like a huge coincidence that she goes to a hostel in China and just happens to run into somebody she knows.
Mm-hmm.
Like she didn't know that
that's
she
a pretty
was
big,
be
yeah,
there.
Pretty big coincidence.
That's a pretty big coincidence. And this just isn't like a acquaintance. This is a
childhood friend.
A childhood friend that they knew. Mm-hmm. They're doing a lot like retrofitting her background lately, because they did that with the Fugue, which was a villain in the last run. It turned out to be like one of her childhood friends, and I was like, that was weird. It's like, oh, you could come spend time in my apartment and sleep on the couch, and he turned out to be a bad guy. But yeah. So what else? I thought the Albuquerque art was like amazing, and then the guy who colored it was coloring it pretty, like, so it was like a. It looked really good and splashy on the page. Like it just
mm-hmm. kind of like, yeah, the art definitely.
It was like awakening. I guess if I had to describe it, it like wakes you up. It's like if you get a nice soap in the morning that's like refreshing and.
Like, yeah, Irish Spring.
Yeah.
Wakes you up, refreshes you.
Anything else?
I think I have anything else.
Any DC that you read that you didn't like?
No, I think I've liked all of them so far. I've only read a few, so.
Mm-hmm. Did you read, I know you read Rocky Races, but did you read, I know you didn't like it as much as I did, but did you,
I liked it. I thought it was, some of the scenes I just couldn't, it was hard to understand what was going on. There's too much going on.
I think number two is even better, though, as far as telling, like, storytelling.
Okay, did it improve, hopefully?
There's just a lot of dark scenes in the first one. But what did you think of Future Quest and Scooby Apocalypse, or did you not get those?
Future Quest, I don't think – I must not have gotten. I thought I had ordered it, but I don't – or else I have it and I just don't know where it is.
Well, see, that one, I'm a huge fan of that Doc Shaner, so like I like his art. Like that's the highlight of the book for me. The story's pretty good. I like the Johnny Quest stuff a lot.
Yeah, I was never really into that Johnny Quest, so.
I like the Johnny Quest stuff, and then the second issue opens with the Herculoids, which is my favorite. I own the complete Herculoids.
I never watched that either.
That was my shit. I love that. Like of all those cartoons, like Space Ghost and. Johnny Quest and everything, the Herculoids were the ones that I really liked.
And I don't know if they didn't show them where I was, or if I just for some reason there must, or if there was just something else on another channel that I watched instead. That's probably what happened.
I think I watched it originally when it came out. I don't remember what year, but then I like watched all of them when it came out, like on USA or something, you know, in syndication.
Yeah. And then Scooby, did we talk about? I thought we talked about Scooby already.
I think we did.
Yeah, I like that, but I didn't like it as much as I like the Flintstones.
Scooby has gotten better. Like they're three issues in, and the more and more I read it, the more and more I like it.
Okay.
But if I had to rank them, and this is the ranking that nobody agrees with, at least the popular opinion that is Facebook that comes onto my wall. I would rank them as my number one is Wacky Races. They're, and I can't really explain it other than I'm like fascinated that they're taking this property and turning it into what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And like the redesign, like the artistic designs of the card, like I could just stare at the page. I'm just like amazed at the detail and stuff that they're putting into them. And then Bless you.
Bless you.
Woof, got sprayed. Outbreak.
Barbarism.
Barbarism. Yeah, so, yeah, that's for Daryl. All right, so what were we talking about? Oh, that's my number one. Number two is the Flintstones, but it's like only based on one issue. It could be the top. Do you know what I mean? I have two issues of Wacky Races and then the Flintstones. Yeah, three is Scooby-Doo Apocalypse, and that has three issues, which has the most out. And then my last is
Future Quest.
But they're all 4 out of 5s or 5 out of 5. So it's not saying I like the two that I think are 5 out of 5 for me are Wacky Races and the Flintstones. The other two are 4 out of 5s. Like, I really enjoy them. But like, to me, the other two are like perfect. Like, I like get them and I'm just like amazed.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna get Flintstones and single issues. I might do it.
You should. I think you'll enjoy it.
I think I will too.
And I guess because it's DC, I didn't look at the solicit, and I was like really happy to see it was Steve Pugh, because I'm a fan of his art too.
Yeah.
So, I need to take a pause for the cause.
All right, we'll be back after these messages.
Be back after this message.
Bang them on the table to clear out the
gunk that's in there.
Yeah, the electrical charge.
Did you get when you were getting your electrical engineering degree? Did they teach you that?
Yeah, bang on it. That's when in doubt, bang on it.
Bang on it.
In case there's when you're dealing with the internet and connections over such a distance. You need to make sure you align the protons, ions.
There you go. The tech part of the show.
Yeah.
So did you get your last shipment this week then?
I did. I got it yesterday.
We forgot one book that you wanted to cover.
What do we forget?
I think we forgot the Aftershock one.
Oh, the Wade one.
Yeah.
That's right. What was that called?
Ooh. Captain something.
Captain Kidd.
Captain Kidd.
That makes sense. Captain Kidd. This is about a 45-year-old man whose body is falling apart.
That's me.
But I'm happy that it seems like he's falling apart more than I am. So.
I think he's a little older than 45.
No, it opens up with his 45th birthday.
He looks older, don't you think?
Yeah, he looks.
Or maybe we just look young for 45.
That's right. Or we don't realize how old we look. Any of these things are possible. So this is a 45-year-old guy.
He looks like he's like 55 or 50.
Yeah, he's definitely 55.
He's drawn like he's, you know, upper 50s, in my opinion.
Yeah, and he seems to be. All his medical problems, like having trouble getting up the stairs and
seem a little bit
hacking more. Up a lung.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say he's 55, even though it says he's 45. I think that's a typo.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe Mark Waid doesn't remember clearly. How old is Mark Waid?
I think he's a little older than us, but not much. But do you think he's in his 50s?
Yeah, I think he's in his 50s.
I'm actually turning 47, so I'm an old fucker.
Yeah, you're much older than this guy.
Yeah, I'm much older than that guy? What are you talking about? Son of a bitch.
Because I am too. I'll be turning 36 this year.
Yeah, right.
Oh, wait, 46. One of those. Yeah.
You're just a baby.
Mentally 36.
Yeah, you're mentally. This book I did not like as much as some of the others. And I think it just reminded me too much of like Mighty Man, you know, like Eric Larson's Mighty Man.
Mm-hmm.
Except I think the original or who was that character in the Justice League too? There was like Super Patriot or whatever his name is. One of them was an old man that could become a hero, and that's what this one reminded me of. The only thing I that really stood out on this one is they made it like a more realistic as far as like some of the things he's going through in his age, and that he could like lose his job because he's kind of in a niche field that's like dying off because of what's happening with technology and such.
Yeah, and he keeps blowing off work to go be a hero.
Yeah. He actually turns into a superhero, and then every now and then you get these panels where it's almost like the other part of him is saying, "Well, why don't you just be me the whole time? You know, why do you keep turning back into this old fart that can barely move?"
Well, and that woman says pretty much the same thing. She's like, because there's a woman who comes up to him and she's like, "I know who you are. Why don't you stay young? Why do you go to keep switching to your old body?"
I
He's
fig here's what I think with her is I think she's old too, and I think she dresses like she feels like in the 80s or whatever. Do you know what I mean?
well,
She's
she makes
like,
a comment at the end that is kind of weird.
what does she say?
Should we spoil it?
What is the comment? Yeah, go ahead.
Or do you have the book? You can just look at it.
Oh, let me.
It's like on the last page.
I have all these Boundless books, but I can't find. Oh, there it is, Captain Kidd.
Because
Let's see, last page. I remember the last page because they're holding the.
it's where she's helping him.
Yeah. We only have. Okay.
So I think there's something else going on with her.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's the one thing I did. I enjoyed this book. The only thing I didn't like is that Pierce Brosnan is the
I did not see that.
You didn't
Oh
recognize.
shit, he does kind of look like him.
The first time I saw him, I'm like, "Well, that's Pierce Brosnan."
It's not consistent though.
It's fairly consistent.
Well, there's the one scene where he changes. Well, he looks like him when he's on the cell phone, but I don't think he looks like him early on in the issue.
I noticed it right away, so.
Like when he's playing the pinball machine, I don't think he looks as like Pierce Brosnan.
No, not that guy.
Who?
Oh, wait, is that the same guy?
Yeah, it's the same guy. It's the lawn and garden supply guy.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, she comes into the bar and says, "You need to follow this guy." And he's like, "Why the fuck do I need
Oh,
to follow
right,
this
that's
guy?"
right. Yeah.
He follows this guy, and then he kind of
Yeah, that's how he gets to his warehouse.
follows him to the warehouse, and then he's like, "Okay." So that's when he starts doing research
That's
on
when he
that.
sees the Kirby machine.
Yeah.
Don't know. I liked it.
I liked it, but it was probably. It was above Snot Girl for sure. I'll say that.
Yeah, but I agree with you that, I mean,
But
we'll see where they go with it, but at this point, it's not completely
well, I will tell you this:
unique.
what I think about there. This is a co-written book by Mark Waid and Tom Payer, and
I forgot about that.
these guys had a, if I remember correctly, Mark when Mark Waid was on The Flash, he. Start when he started to try to like get off the Flash, he started to co-write it with Tom Payer, and that's why I didn't like it. So I'm wondering who had to do with what, but I didn't totally feel the weight in this, I personally.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if he like plotted it and then Tom Payer wrote it, or if they both, I don't, you know, what their
Yeah, what the
contributions
split
were.
was.
Our next comic should be a co-written one, I think. I think it'd be fun to try it.
There would be.
Yeah. So I assume that this is, since you got a shipment this week, that you got your previews.
I did get my previews.
Did you see anything in there that jumped out at you?
I haven't really had a chance to go through it completely yet. I thought there was something.
Oh, did you hear about Tom Scholey doing
A super,
superpowers?
yeah, it's like a backup.
No, it's you've heard of DC doing the Young Animal thing, like where they're getting all these independent creators, like Gerald Way and all these. It's part of that.
Okay. I didn't. For some reason, I thought it was gonna be a backup, though.
Oh, it might be. It might be.
But yeah, I noticed actually one of the young animals is Shade the Changing Girl. Ooh, with art by Marley Zarconi.
Where do we know her from? Oh, it's Effigy.
Yeah, she did Effet, and she did the I think she did the backups in the Effet guys book, whatever that was called.
Oh, these guys did the Plain Janes together, didn't they?
For sure, whatever Cecil Castellucci
Yeah,
did.
the Plain Janes was part of the Teenage Girl imprint. I read that one. Not that I'm the core audience, but it was a good book.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that because I was a Shade fan.
Cave Carson by Gerald Way. I'll be getting that. Well, I get everything DC,
You get
so it's
everything.
not. We got a Kiss comic coming out by Amy Chu, and I'm not into the Kiss property too much, but Amy Chu like did a fucking awesome job in that Poison Ivy, so I'm pretty stoked about that.
New Warren Ellis book from Aftershock.
Yeah, I've been getting all of them, so I'm not caught up on all of them, but I've been getting them all.
Do you see there's a Eric Powell's bringing out a horror book for kids?
Was that in the? You're not talking Chimichanga, right?
No, Spook House.
Oh, was that in his own imprint?
Yeah, he's bringing out.
Yeah, I've been buying all of those.
Yeah, it's interesting that he's bringing out one for kids, though. Especially with some of the stuff he brings out.
He's so I like love his talent, but like a lot of my other friends don't like him because of what he said, but I always think of what he said as has some truth to it, but in a humorous way, because his whole goon is like that. But I don't know. I like him.
He is a talent.
But Moonshine looks really good because of the team, like Azzarello and Rizzo, who did 100 Bullets. I'm like, that's gotta be good.
That an image one?
Yeah. Reborn, Mark Millar and Greg Capullo.
I know, I saw
Damn.
that. I didn't know Capullo was going to do an image book. But I didn't really know what he was doing next.
Yeah, Cannibal by Brian Buccellato. That one ought to be pretty good. Jennifer Young. I don't know what this Green Valley. It looks like something that I might not like, but Max Landis is pretty interesting.
Yeah, I don't. Has he done a comic? Oh, yeah, he did something for. He's done DC stuff, right?
Superman, American Alien. Yeah,
Yeah, well, that was good.
that was amazing. I love the way he told it. Like. It's not like totally our Superman, but he told it like different phases of his life with different artists. Like
Right.
I really dug the storytelling of it. Romulus, I'm not too sure about. I have to do some research on it.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
Last month's was like I wanted everything that was Image. It was weird. I'm trying to cut back just a little bit too. I don't know. Yeah, The Shipwreck by Warren Ellis. Phil Hester looks interesting.
I did notice. I looked at the Flintstones solicit. I think it was for this month, It was either this month or number two, but it was about marriage, which I thought was interesting. Like the introduction of marriage.
I'm actually going to... That's one of my favorites. So I'm excited you liked it.
Well, I think it's fun that they're taking like modern concepts and kind of going back to see like marriage. Like, when did that start as a thing in society?
Yeah.
And then putting it in the Flintstones world. It's just... awesome. I love it when they play with stuff like that. Make the most of a property. Like, try and see, like, what could we do with this that would be interesting?
There's a one-shot from El Torres, Tales of the Suicide Forest.
Yeah, I saw that. So it's kind of like a spin-off of Suicide Forest.
I didn't buy the Kickstarter, Die Kitty Die, but I'm interested in buying the Chapter House comics. One. A lot of Archie.
They're back. They got the Ramones one shot. I'll get that.
Yeah. That's a done deal. I love the Ramones. I listen to them a lot at work.
I'm not a big Ramones fan.
I am.
But I appreciate what they started.
The Ramones and the Violent Femmes I listen to a lot.
Yeah, I don't like the Violent Femmes either.
Oh, God. You have... One thing I found out about you, you have horrible taste
in music. No, I got refined taste in music.
Well, it's a very pretentious, like, you can't be lo-fi is what your problem is.
You can't do the lo-fi.
I like
lo-fi.
You don't like anything that's good.
I like all the good stuff. I don't like the bad stuff.
You like things that you could just say, well, I could put my nose in the air and like make a sound like shh. Like, oh, you like the Ramones? Pff. Or you like the Violent Femmes? Pff. It's disgusting.
I clearly did not say that. I clearly said I appreciate what the Ramones did to music.
That's like saying, fuck that, I don't want to hear them, but I appreciate that they were there.
Right, exactly.
That's bullshit.
That's perfect.
You just don't know what you're listening to.
Violent Femmes, I don't like the guy's voice.
Oh my God.
It's too whiny.
Oh Lord. When we see each other again, are you going to Baltimore?
I never go to Baltimore.
Son of a bitch. I was going to play some stuff for you.
Admittedly, I haven't listened to a lot of Violent Femmes.
Oh my God.
But
how could you not like that?
If I tried it, I probably wouldn't like it.
Oh, I read this this book that I wanted to ask you if you read, because I didn't like it, and I can't describe exactly why, because it's well told. I read Kim and Kim from Black Mass. Did you read that?
I did read Kim and Kim.
What did you think?
I thought it was okay.
I thought it was okay. I didn't hate it. I didn't not like it, but... It's one of those books that I went to my DCBS order that I had pre-ordered and I knocked it out.
Yeah, I kind of wished I liked it more than I did. I mean, I like the concept. They're bounty hunters and they're the one girl like has this thing about her and her father. But I don't know. I think it might have been too lighthearted for me.
Yeah, I think that's what I didn't like about it. It was almost like a cross between some bounty hunter book like Barb Wire or trying to think of the bounty hunters in DC. The double – God, what are they called? They came out of Resurrection Man. Body Doubles. It reminded me of Body Doubles, but in a sci-fi in like Josie and the Pussycats type way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think it was the weird mix of serious and humor, like maybe that it didn't specifically fall on either side that threw me. I don't know. But I agree with you. There was just something about it that didn't quite work for me.
I can't.
But I didn't dislike it, though.
I didn't dislike it. I did stop it, though.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do that more often. Like, read the number ones and then not just keep going with them if I'm not like caught up on them or whatever, but try to make an assessment early to
Yeah, so
say,
kill it early.
do I want to keep going with this? Because I've been on this DC and Marvel kick lately where and it's a lot of older stuff that I'm reading that I just don't have time for the other stuff. And I know, how I go through phases. I'll be out of this phase soon enough, but I'm in that phase right now. I'm gonna get this Warlords of the Appalachia.
What page is that on?
That one. And Big Trouble in Little China, Escape from New York. It's boom, boom. It's on 304.
Okay. War of Appalachia.
Oh, you wanted to talk about Weavers.
Yes, I did read Weavers number one.
I did not, but tell me what it's about.
So it's about a this like a mafia mob family, but the weird thing about the family is that they're inhabited by these like these weird spider things that take over that give them ability that give them powers. So the story starts where this new guy has just been infected by one of these spiders, and now he's on their team, and he kind of has to prove his worth to the family. It was good. It's pretty dark. It was well told. It was weird because like when I read it, I liked it, but I didn't really love it. But it's like stuck with me, and I've like been remembering like parts of it like later
Yeah.
on. So it kind
It's
of,
making you think then,
yeah,
like a piece
it
of the
stuck something
story.
in my brain, which is always a good thing. So I liked it. Yeah, here's the Kiss book.
And then another James Bond book.
Oh, here something on page 328, The Search for Charlie Butters. This is the second volume. The first one was The Disappearance of Charlie Butters. And this is a weird book that probably no one else reads, but I'm looking forward to the second volume of it. The first one was good because this, I don't remember what I talked about on the show, but it's the one where there's these three kids who are in a death metal band. And they're making a video. They're trying to make a death metal video out in the no black metal video out in the forest. So they have all their corpse paint on. And they're making a video out in the forest, and then they stumble upon this house like in the middle of nowhere in this forest, like this shack. And they go inside and find out it was either a writer or an artist who lived there and like disappeared. So they're now investigating like what happened to him. This is the second volume in that. So. Which Kiss cover are you gonna get?
Probably the demon, of course.
Demon.
I mean, Gene Simmons to me is Kiss.
Yeah.
I know he's the bass player and Peter Cross is the singer. I've
Well,
been getting in.
he sung too.
Yeah, he did. Lick It Up, didn't he?
Think they both did Lick It Up, yeah.
I've been getting into them more lately from a musical, like I didn't buy a lot of Kiss. I think I came in more so when like I watched this the Halloween one shot story they had when I was a kid and I was like, that's amazing. Probably sucks now, but
Was that the Phantom of the Park one or whatever?
yeah, I think so. I watched that on TV when I was a kid and I really liked it, but I never got into their music and now I'm starting to like it, their
Didn't you get
music.
into the music when Lick It Up came out? That was hugely popular. That
I love
was
Lick It Up. That
grade
was
school
like, well,
for
that was like a one of my first MTV videos
I
I
know. Yep,
watched. I
that was one.
recorded it.
Yep, I remember.
I recorded it on VHS and I watched it up and I sang Lick It Up.
Lick it up.
It Up.
I know that was that. There's that. That's the one period in our childhoods of, or in society when videos first came out, and there's just that the handful of videos. There's that one. There's Def Leppard's Pyromania was one.
Yeah.
It's just like
Well,
this.
it was Photograph. Yeah.
Oh, it was Photograph.
Yeah.
First one.
The Marilyn Monroe one. Yeah. Photograph.
Rock of Ages. That was a good video too.
Yeah, Rock of Ages. I remember the video, and this there was not a lot to it, but I taped it. Was The Fix, Red Skies at Night.
Okay.
red sky, eyes. And Video Killed the Radio Star.
Betty Boop number one.
I am really curious about this.
Yeah, written by Roger Langridge.
And not because I'm a Betty Boop fan. I'm getting this out of my mom's infatuation with Betty Boop. So I want to see this. And I am like totally torn because I like love Howard Chaykin. But this Roger Langridge cover is freaking amazing.
Yeah,
like
it is.
I don't know which one I want to get because I really wish the Chaykin one, like, I think Chaykin draws some of the sexiest women in comics. Like, I am amazed at his pencil. I just read a Batman Elseworlds where he did it, and he drew like an Elseworld Catwoman, and oh my god, it's like hot. But I wish this Betty Boop was a little more realistic looking for...
Yeah,
for,
more U.S. For, sexier Boop.
Just for the Howard Chaykin one.
Yeah, I understand. But yeah, it is a weird...
The Roger Langridge one I really, really like.
Yeah, it is weird, the Chaykin one. Like, at first, I didn't even notice that it was Chaykin until I looked at the... Until I saw his name below the picture.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I can see the Chaykin in it, but it's totally a cartoony style.
You could see the chin. It's the chin of her chin. Yeah.
It's the Chaykin chin.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, the clown or whatever behind her doesn't look anything like... I mean, I like it.
Yeah. I am going to get it. Matter of fact, all these Dynamite... I have a thing for Dynamite, you know.
Yeah, I know you're... But you're not going to get Pathfinder, are you?
I am, I think, because of the cover... I'm looking at cover A by Riley Brown,
mm-hmm.
and that's like John Carter in freaking Red Sonja on the cover. So I'm like, what is fuck is going on here? And it says co-starring Red Sonja, and I'm a sucker for Red Sonja. So
yeah, I didn't even notice that. You're right.
Normally I skip it. Like I wouldn't have noticed this, but and then I looked further. I wasn't gonna buy this at all because I don't buy Pathfinder.
Right.
But I noticed the artist, and to me, Jonathan Lau is the best artist at Dynamite. He is amazing. He's doing Miss Fury right now.
So it hit all your buttons then.
Yeah, I'm on the fence with this Homies. It's my backstory, but I'm curious about it. When I was a kid, they used to sell these Homies figures. It'll be interesting. I that one's on my like maybe
list.
Intertwined was a Kickstarter.
Looks cool.
Sort of interesting.
Was Wolf a Kickstarter? Cop. Oh yeah, it says comic of Kickstarter. Wolf Cop.
There's a lot of number
one. Isn't that a movie?
I think so. Yeah,
just in time for Wolf Cop 2 in theaters. What theaters is Wolf Cop playing in?
I don't know. It's probably limited release.
Yeah. Probably one theater somewhere.
Yeah, there's a lot in Dynamite this month, but a lot of, if you go to the back part, a lot of series that are ending too. It's like final issue or four, you know, like their mini series are ending, so they're replacing a lot of it. Devil's Due's pumping out a lot of books again.
Oh, man, they got a lot of number ones coming out.
The Land of Gore looks like it has Casey Hack on it.
That does look like Casey Hack. Oh, yeah, it says her name, Casey Hack.
So it has my curiosity. I don't think Inspector O is going to be. The thing I don't like about these books is Devil's Due is charging fucking a lot of money for. Like, they're in the $4.99
Yeah,
range.
$4.99.
28 pages.
28 pages. Psh. Then they got another one's $4.99, but it's 48 pages.
Yeah. I am
They're
thinking
all
I'm
over the place.
leaving them because of their cost. I'm going to finish the series I started off with and then I'm done. Four, five, one. Sunflower's final issue's coming out. Finally.
I was wondering what happened with those series. Did they ever finish the
Self-storage.
self-storage?
Self-storage just finished. It just shipped this week. It's in this week's shipment.
Okay.
They had a really good release schedule, and then they like took a bunch of months off, it seems like. And now they're starting to come back.
Well, thankfully they did come back to finish them.
Yeah. Last Sacrifice.
Jet City.
The future where women are nearing extinction. It's kind of like the inverse of Last Man on Earth, right? It sounds like it. Why the Last Man?
Well, here, this Finding Dory reminds me. I saw the movie Finding Dory in the theaters with my son.
The fish one?
Yeah, the Little Nemo follow up to Little Nemo. Is that what it's called, Little Nemo? No,
Yeah.
Nemo.
I don't know. I don't watch
Finding
those.
Nemo. Yeah,
Finding
Finding
Nemo.
Nemo. I guess I should have got that from Finding Dory. And I liked Finding Dory was good. I quite enjoyed it. It was
I'd
very
rather see
creative.
that Pets one.
Oh, the life, Secret Life of Pets.
Yeah. Just because I'm a pet guy, but.
Yeah, that would probably speak to you. You'd probably see some parts and that'd be like, that's so true. It's so true.
I'd cry probably.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some sad parts in it. I could see you crying in that.
Overground is finally getting its first trades if you're going to jump on that graduate.
Should I jump on the graduate?
Well, I'll tell you one thing, the art's still good.
Oh,
I'm
that's
a
the one where
fan.
the story is the story still moving so slowly?
Oh, God. I mean, I tell you what I don't like about this company. It is so fucking decompressed. I mean, it's like Bendis times 1,000. Like,
Is so weird since he's like self-publishing them.
yeah.
He must have money coming out of his butt.
I think so, because I don't think he's making it. I don't know a lot of people that are reading it.
Was Graduate the one on the airplane?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't understand that one issue at all.
I like that art though, man. I don't know what
Yeah,
it is about.
it's good
It's
art.
like a lanky, weird looking art, but I like it. Star Trek Boldly Go, that's an IDW I'm getting. This Peepland looks interesting. At least the covers look amazing. Damn it, it's almost like I want every single cover. It's got a pulp novel look to it. It's a neo-noir mini series with punk edge. I'm buying that for sure. I decided that now.
What are you talking about?
Peepland. It's
Oh,
from
there it is, Peepland.
Titan Comics.
Peepland has my attention. A
Look at
peep booth
the
worker.
covers. Don't they look like pulp novels?
That is what they're. That's what they look like,
Holy
yes.
shit. Matter of fact, I don't usually buy like all the covers, but damn it.
I like cover B and cover D.
I like cover A, cover B, cover D.
I
Yeah.
like D. I think I would get D.
I really like cover B. If I had to pick one, it'd be cover
Yeah.
B.
Yeah. That's nice.
And then I would say cover A and then cover D. And then cover C and then E.
Yeah.
Trigger Man looks pretty interesting because it's got that same look.
Oh yeah, is that must be a new? Is that a new imprint or something? Hard Case Crime.
It sure looks like it.
So they're starting a new crime line, kind of.
Well, based, you know how the Titan does the novels? Like the novels are on the next page.
Oh yeah.
It looks, and those are amazing covers.
Ooh, look at that getting off cover.
I love that getting off cover. So nude, so dead. These are awesome covers, man. I, God dang, I if I.
You read books.
There's Stephen King, too. Joyland? What's up with that? I don't know. There's some good looking stuff, cover wise, anyway.
So what are they just like reprinting books with new covers, or I don't understand
I
this.
don't know. I don't
Because there's
know.
like a Stephen King one. Is
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you.
that what you said?
Yes, do you hear me?
I heard
Hello?
you. I
Hello?
heard you. I just
Mic
couldn't remember.
check. Mic check. Mic check.
Couldn't remember if it was Stephen King, because there's a Michael Crichton one too. And Donald Westlake. Lawrence Block. Mickey Spillane. Max Allan Collins. Speaking
Maybe
of this
they're
tree.
Max Allan Collins is he? Wait, who's the other one? Is Mickey Spillane? Is Mickey Spillane still alive?
I don't know.
That would answer our question right there.
I'm pretty sure these are all
Reduce.
new printings.
I'll tell you one thing, Titan must spend a lot on advertising because they always have the upfront pages and then they have the solicits.
I know, it always throws me off. Remember when Image was doing that, but they stopped doing it that way.
You know what kills me too is these Tank Girl covers. My God, they're fucking awesome. They are so fucking awesome, and I don't even like the character that much. I might buy my first novel. I'm thinking about this getting off. That's a $25.99 one, though. Jesus Christ. 336 pages.
Well, oh, first ever hardcover original.
So this
This is that
girl
one, the
walks into
original?
a bar, and when she walks out, there's a man with her. She goes to bed with him, and then she likes that part. Then she kills him. And she likes that even better. Ooh. So nude, so dead. What the hell's going on here? Let's see what our Zenoscope is offering us. Well, got Bloodshot USA and the Valiant, number one. You've kind of left Valiant for good, huh?
I still get the. I still get a couple. Well, I'm getting that new. Whatever that new one is. Whatever the new one was
Base?
solicited just last month.
Oh, the issue or the trade?
The issue. And the trade, I'm only getting. What the hell's it called?
XO? Ninjak?
No. No.
Bloodshot?
No.
Imperium,
Maybe Imperium.
Joshua Dysart.
Yeah, I get the Dice Arts stuff. I stopped getting XO. I'm not sure why. I need to. Is this still going?
Yeah, it's ending though.
Okay.
It's ending.
I'll probably get the rest of the trades of that.
Spirit Hunters, are you gonna get on that? Zenoscope.
Let me flip to the. Oh, Britannia. That was the one I was thinking of too. That was
Yeah,
the
Peter
new
Milligan.
issue.
I like the Robin Hood, I Love New York series. I read number one of that. I thought that was really good.
Spy Hunter or Spirit Hunters. Y'all get the first issue of that. Joe Brucia and Ralph Tedesco. Those are they're the dudes in charge, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so. The final issue of Death Force. Six of six. Final issue of Grim Fairy Tales of Terror. So they're ending a lot. Their line looks is getting pretty thin. You know?
Yeah,
They're consolidating or doing something. I think that's it.
then there's lots of Harley Quinn statues and figures.
Yes.
Woman's gonna be a big star after that movie comes out.
She sure is. She was good as Jane in the Tarzan, that's for sure. Did we talk about Tarzan? That was good.
You did talk about it, yes, last episode.
Yeah.
I still have not seen it. Damn it. It's probably not even in theaters anymore.
I saw Ghostbusters.
I haven't seen that either.
I thought that was pretty doggone good.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing that,
I
though.
liked it better than the original second one, that's for sure.
I don't even remember the original second one.
That's the one where they had the one Sigourney Weaver had the museum, and she had that like assistant, and he brought back that demon
Oh, yeah.
inside of the museum, and they try to take Sigourney Weaver's baby. This one was really good, and the one that plays the woman that does the gadgets, I forget what she's like, phenomenal in that. Like, you look at like standout performers, and she just like really stood out as like, man, she makes this movie. And the guy who plays Thor was really, really good in it, you know, as like comic stuff, like comedian parts.
Yeah.
All the scenes that were like really funny were with him.
Nice.
Yeah. Had good comedy, good seriousness. It had spooky stuff. It was good.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to see that. But I mean, like we've said many times, we both enjoy taking a property and doing something new with it.
Yeah. What is the other thing I just watched? Oh, I watched Star Trek Beyond. That was really good. So, highly recommended. We talked a lot about that on DC Noise, so I'm not gonna.
Get too into it here. Yeah, I've enjoyed those so far, so I'm sure I'll like this one as well. Man, there's a lot of good stuff playing now.
Yeah, there is. I saw some movie, and I'm not gonna find it unless I could find it on Facebook, but it was weird. It was a movie that would come out of Geek Brunch Studios. It was very unique in that it was a genre mashup. It took place in a world where zombies existed and vampires existed and other creatures existed. And it
Is this
was
on
like
like Netflix or something?
it was on H oh, one of those movie channels.
What's it
Let me see if
called?
I
Sounds
can find
interesting.
it. Something Freaks and Something. And it was like something that we would think of. Like it was a mashup of so many genres in like a comedy horror, and it was really well done. Like I was like, wow, this is really good. I accidentally turned it on there, and then I was my on my DVR, I could like re I mean rewind live TV.
Yeah.
So I was like, I me and my
Back to the beginning.
father-in-law watched it from the beginning, and it was really good. It was like something in Freaks. I can't remember. It's gonna take me forever to find it because I post so much shit.
I'm gonna
I
look
need
up.
to get back to last weekend. And
That could take a while.
I knew I was gonna
Let me do a
forget.
search. Freaks of Nature? Is
Yeah, that's it.
that it?
Yeah.
It's available at the library. How's it go?
Yeah, that was very interesting.
Should I get the
It
DVD or the Blu-ray?
I think either one's fine. It's not meant to be like, it's
Doesn't
got
need to
good
be.
effects, but it's pretty amazing. Because it's so bizarre. And it, do you see the cover of it, Bill? Freaks of Nature, did you find it?
Yeah, it doesn't show a cover.
How'd you know the title?
I just looked up Freaks.
Oh.
There it was.
It's a pretty cool cover. It's got like the human, the vampire, and the zombie, the lead one on the cover. And then it's got a hot chick on the school bus, but it's pretty cool. And then I saw Eli Roth's movie, and what was that called? Green Inferno. I thought this was great, but you know I'm into this shit, but
Well, this cover looks familiar. Yeah, you must have posted it or something.
yeah.
Yeah, that does look good.
It was really well done. It was like
Into it.
a, how did this fall under my radar kind of thing, you know, when I saw it. I was like, how did I not see a preview for this and not say I want to see it? I didn't know it existed. I really liked it. It's got the camp of it. It's so campy that I like it. And I really liked Green Inferno, the Eli Roth movie. I wanted to see this when it came out. But we were at the Stanley Hotel that weekend, and it didn't last long in theaters. This was the Eli Roth movie about cannibals. It's pretty crazy. So I
Yeah,
saw a lot of
have
good
not
shit.
seen that one. What did I see? I did see a couple of things. Oh, that's not what I wanted to click
I
on.
gotta start writing down like the movies I see because I've been watching a lot more. On TV.
I know I saw a couple of movies. Let me.
You gotta go to your library.
Gotta go to my library account. So I don't remember what they're called. I saw. Oh man, there's a bunch of. Oh, I haven't seen that one yet. I haven't seen that one. I already talked about that one. Joy. I saw Joy.
I haven't heard of that one.
That's the one with what's her face? It's a David O. Russell movie with Jennifer. Whatever her face is.
Gardner?
No.
Hudson? Jennifer who?
I don't know. Lawrence. Jennifer
Oh.
Lawrence. It was interesting. It's like a based on a true story. So it's a biography of this woman, but not an actual biography. But it's about the woman who she comes up with this idea for a new mop, and she wants to sell it, and it's all the struggles she goes through to try and get it from an idea she has to selling it. And she eventually gets it on Home Shopping Network, and she kind of in the process of doing so comes up with a new way of selling stuff on Home Shopping Network. So she becomes this huge Home Shopping Network star. But it's good because also she comes from, you know, being this poor single mom to being this huge inventor. So it was good. It was, I mean, yeah, it was very well done. What else did I watch? Did I watch this movie? What is this movie? Oh, I watched Dark Places with Charlize Theron and Chloe Grace Moretz.
Oh damn, you already sold me there. What the hell's this thing? Well, let me, I have
It's
to go look at it.
based on a book by Gillian Flynn, who wrote Gone Girl. And it starts out, It's like a crime type book where this girl's parents, her family was killed when she was a kid, and her brother was locked up for the was found guilty of the crime, and then this is like 25 years later, 20 years later or something, and she and this group of like conspiracy theorists, well, they're not conspiracy theorists, there's this group who try to solve cold cases from the past are working on her case because they think the brother was innocent and they're trying to get the brother off. So she gets kind of pulled back into this world, and she's been living on money from like when it first happened. Like she was her parents were killed, obviously, and she was like the sole survivor besides her brother of this attack. And she became kind of like a celebrity, and she got a bunch of donations of money like when it first happened. So she's been living off of those donations for the past 25 years. So she gets pulled back into this thing to see if the brother really did it, and if not, what actually happened. So it
Is
was
it
good.
good?
Yeah, it was good.
It doesn't have a lot of stars next to it. Of course, they didn't have Bill Bulmer reviewing it, so Bill Bulmer review.
Bill Bulmer review. I didn't think it was as good as Gone Girl, but it was. I liked it.
That one's on Amazon Prime for free.
Gone Girl or
No, the one you
Dark
just said,
Places.
Dark Places. I might watch that today.
Yeah, I watched it mostly, yeah, because I liked the people involved in it.
That's why I would watch it, because of Charlize Theron. She's one of my top 10.
Yeah, she can do no wrong.
She's amazing. She's one of the sexiest actresses I've ever seen, and she's really good. I mean, she's really good actress.
Yeah, and she's not afraid to, well, like, do
Monster
whatever it
and
takes.
stuff.
Yeah,
Yeah,
whatever it
literally.
takes for the role. And she'll gain weight. She'll make herself look terrible.
Yeah.
She'll throw herself into the roles. Think that's about all I watched.
I watched Batman, Son of the Batman, cartoon. That was pretty good. That's basically the Damian Wayne story. That
Okay.
one's on Netflix. It's animated. But other than that, and then TV wise, we started watching Fear the Walking Dead, and that's been really good. We're only two episodes into the season, the second season.
Yeah, I want to watch that at some point.
They have an episode about a survivalist group in the second one, and I just thought that episode was like so well told. It had so many different elements and things to think about. Like I like when a show like makes me think about, like, it takes a genre I love and then it like introduces something to think about, you know? I like that. So I'm really happy with Fear the Walking Dead. We finally finished the X-Files, just the last, the one that just ended.
Yeah, I still haven't watched that one.
And that one, to me, was all over the map as far as quality, but the last two were really good.
Okay.
And I don't like the way it ended, but the penultimate one was my favorite of the. There were only like six episodes. The penultimate one was my absolute favorite.
Okay.
It was amazing.
So it should have ended with that one.
I kind of wish it would have. Like, it did so much that it could have ended like that, but they couldn't end it like that because there was one earlier in the season that introduced this concept, and the last one
Oh, they had to
started.
wrap it up, yeah.
Well, they didn't even wrap it up. That's the bitch of it.
Yeah.
But they did continue with it. You know what I mean? Like an ongoing thread. And you're
Yeah.
like, well, what the fuck? Why would you end it like this? You know? Because it was kind of a big ending. It was like in your face and apocalyptic. It was big.
Okay.
So yeah, that was pretty good. I don't know if you're watching TV anymore.
Some stuff, yeah. We're not really watching anything now because we've caught up on most
And
things.
it's summertime. Yeah, it's harder to. You're doing a lot more things outside and stuff, probably. You're going to graduations and shit.
Going to graduations. And then you guys had a hailstorm. We had a windstorm that day.
Oh,
And
yeah.
yes, so yesterday I spent a couple hours in the backyard picking up branches from the backyard.
Ours was so bad. I have never seen like Rubbermaid stuff just
Just
destroyed. I
the
mean,
hail, yeah.
it punctured it. It hit so hard it punk I can't imagine what it would do if I was walking out
If that
there
would
and
hit
getting
you,
hit.
yeah.
It would be like the time I was running to second base and the guy threw a fastball right at my head and it bounced off. That's what I imagine it would be.
Yeah.
And that was funny when that happened because he literally knocked me out. Like it hit me so hard. It like knocked me down, but the brain took over. Like the brain took it.
Fight or
Soft
flight?
softballs are hard. I mean, they're big,
Yeah.
and you get somebody like a guy throwing that ball like a shortstop throwing that ball hard, and it like tagged off my head, and bounced to the outfield. That's how hard it hit my head, and like instinct took over, and I like. Took another base and slid into third and passed out. I
You made it. That was
it
your
was
only goal.
I was done. I was there. I slid into third and I was passed
Out
out.
cold.
I had to get another runner on base because I was done. And man, you ought to have seen it. It looked like I had another head.
Little bump on your head.
Yeah, there's a movie called with Judd Nelson called The Dark Backward. Or something weird like that, where he grows an arm out of his back,
Yeah.
and he gets a bump on it. That's what my head looked like. I had a bump like that big. It was huge.
You're waiting for an arm to pop out of it.
Yeah, something to grow out of it. Yeah,
Explains a lot.
it does. It explains the guesser. Okay, so. I think that's we could wrap it up, unless you have some weird things you've been eating or trying.
Weird things have probably been eaten.
You tend to be a creature of habit.
I habitually eat.
You eat to survive, and that's it.
I don't know, I made some refried beans yesterday.
Oh,
That's not very exciting.
a lot of protein.
Yeah, give me some protein.
I can't think of anything that really stood out for me that's not the norm.
I had a delicious salmon burger on the grill yesterday.
Ah, a fish burger.
Fish burger from Trader Joe's.
What do you put on a fish burger?
Like
Cheese?
on the no. Fish and cheese don't usually go well together.
Okay. I'm just
Now,
asking because it's a burger,
what
so.
did I have on the bun? I had mayonnaise, onion, tomato, and lettuce.
Onion, tomato, and lettuce. No pickles?
No pickles.
Damn.
Not gonna have pickles with salmon.
I like fish and pickles, man.
You like fish and
I
pickles?
don't like salmon. Salmon's a strong fish, it's a bitter, ugly. Tasting.
It's delicious.
It's awful.
It's so flaky. Oh, I did get some sa I got some salmon jerky too at Trader Joe's.
If
Salmon jerky. And my son said, "Are you buying that for the cats?" I said, "No,
See,
I'm buying it for myself."
your son's got it
Like,
down. He knows what's going on. He knows what's going on. He's like, what the hell would, why would you, a human being eat
why are you
this?
eating cat food?
Yeah, why are you doing that to yourself? Can't
Are you eating
figure
cat
it
treats? Why are you eating cat treats?
out.
He bought We went there because he wanted to get the. He went to camp like a month ago, and they had these sausages from Trader Joe's because they're mini German bratwursts. So he wanted those. So my son recommends the Trader Joe's mini German bratwurst. Authentic Bavarian recipe.
Sounds like you do a lot of Trader Joe's stuff.
We don't go there very often, but we happened to go there a couple days ago. They have some good stuff there. They have some interesting things there.
All right, well this has been episode something something of Geek Brunch.
I'm gonna look it up while you talk.
And you can reach us at geekbrunchpodcast.com. You can send Phil. What the fuck did that come from? You can send
Yes, Mr.
Bill.
Phil.
You can send Bill email about his assessment of Renato Jones,
Phil,
whether
wasn't one
he's
of the
right.
characters
Because
Phil? I think wasn't Phil the Death Force? Wasn't that
he
Phil?
might have been.
We'll look at.
I usually
Oh,
don't
that's
remember.
Rick. Damn it. Okay, continue.
Yeah, at geekbrunchpodcast.com on Facebook under Geek Brunch Podcast.
245.
245. Man, we're
Almost
getting
250.
up there, almost at 250. It'll take us another half year to get to 250.
That's right. Well, the big celebration.
And then Bill at comicbooknoise.com, Mike at comicbooknoise.com, at DBM00, and at Mike Myers Brunch. And I think that is it. You got anything else you want to say, Bill?
No, be on the
All
lookout for Geek Brunch Comics coming to you some year from now.
right, so I'm gonna stop this recording and then we're gonna talk.
All right, secret meeting.
Yes, Secret Geek Brunch Comics meeting. All right.
Yeah.